and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 270. My name is Christopher Kyo, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hi, hi, hi.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And joining us this week, back from his hiatus, is Mr. Travis Baum. How you doing, Travis?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Not much. Yo. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. Pretty good. Excited to be back. 270. It's a big deal. It's almost like an anniversary. Not really. But just wanted to come on. We got excited from yesterday's news. So yes, I was like, man, I just kind of want to talk about it too. So
Oh my God, Watch Dogs announced for the Wii U. That got me so excited as well.
I can't wait. The blood straight to my wiener.
You're going to hear that boner knocking on your door again, man.
That's, we know
waking
who that
you
is.
Up in the middle of the night.
Today we are going to be talking about the PS4. We are delaying our museum question of the week for another week
because
of the
news. Wilson.
I think we honestly didn't expect there to be this much stuff to talk about. So
pretty much.
Yeah. Sorry, MC. I know he's cool with it though, because he actually sent us an email about PS4. So good on you. Before that, we'll do some distractions, and we have a couple other little news items we're going to touch on. Then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Well, an old question of the week. Before that, Travis, you have anything else you want to add before we go? I know you got some things going on. I don't know how much you want to talk about
it. I got some things going on. I wanted to say I miss you guys a lot. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute. Wife and I are moving to Charleston, the other podcast that I may be doing. I brought it up 1,000 times, but yeah, Megan and I are moving to Charleston. We went up there last week. One of our good friends, all of our good friends, Serena Hardiman, she joined us up there, and because one of her old bosses from where she currently works is starting a business over there, an automotive business, and had me a nice little interview. It was an interesting little affair because what's expected is like a good, at the most, 1 hour interview, just sitting there talking business. And ended up being a 7 or 8 hour excursion across mid and North Charleston, having to do with interviews, buying furniture, eating, having a lot of drinks, going to someone else's house, having more drinks, and stealing street signs off the side of the road, all with the person who's been hiring you the entire time.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It was a pretty awesome
best
night.
Interview ever. I mean,
best interview ever. So I haven't heard anything back yet, but everybody's telling me wait one whole week. He even said, you know, give him a week to get back.
Well, wait,
to
did
him,
he so. Give him the sign that you stole?
What's that? Did I give him? No.
Dude.
He pushed me to steal the sign
for
me.
That was a test. He asked you to steal the sign, and then you didn't give it to... Oh, my God.
Missed opportunity. Well, maybe
classic rookie mistake.
Well, what I'll do, I'll send him the picture that I took with the sign. That'll be.
Oh, that'll make up for it.
That'll make up for it. Yeah, so if anybody has...
No, it's like
great. Now I have a picture of you with the sign that I wanted you to steal for me.
So what did the sign say?
I'll bring it right up to it. It's actually on the side of the road. In this town in Charleston, they had just finished one of these huge gun shows. It's a big red state, so everybody's gun crazy over there like they are like in Mississippi and everywhere, pretty much the entire Confederate South. the gun show was over, but they left the signs up there. So I was saying, I've always wanted to have a picture of me.
Oh, I saw that picture of you
behind
on Facebook.
Was flexing behind a gun show sign. And he was like, well, go get it. I was like, well, someone come out with a camera. He's like, no, go get the sign and come bring it in here. So that's how it basically went down. So, and the rest. Yeah. So we're waiting to see how that goes. I'm pretty excited about it. But other than that, I do have a little bit of bad news. I'm going to bring it down a little bit. I've had my fifth Xbox die on me.
Jesus, that sucks, Christ. Man.
Don't you have one of the new ones? Oh, no, you didn't, because you said that you thought this one would last a certain amount of time.
It was a used one
from GameStop, I thought.
Yeah, it was a used one.
Yeah, it'll last until the next generation, right? It has to. No. Yeah. It wasn't a Red Ring. It wasn't a Red Ring. It was a Power Surge. It just won't power on, so I went and bought another adapter just to see if it was going to work. It did not, so it's pretty much dead.
That sucks, dude.
So now I have to decide, is there anything coming out on the Xbox 360 that I have to get?
Short answer, no.
Don't think
unless
there is.
You want Gears, unless you really want Gears Judgment.
Yeah, I think Gears is the only one.
Yeah.
I think
you could probably get away with getting your multi-platform games on PS3 until the next gen starts up.
Yeah, it's just going to kill my Chivo count, man.
That's all right, you can work on those trophs.
I guess so. So anyway, that's it for me. So J-Bo, Jason, what's up?
Not a mucho. Work is good. This weekend I'm actually taking Lisa sledding.
Neat.
Nice.
For the first time. It's apparently supposed to snow a little bit tomorrow, so we should have...
A little bit.
Yeah. We should have some decent ground for it. But she's never been, like, snow sledding before.
Never. So she's never rode excited. The magic carpet into a tree. Because <Right. laughs> at our age, right? It's not the right time to do that. It's really not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, my girl's all pumped up for that. I can't wait to experience that with her. Other than that, man, just work. Busy, busy, busy. Yeah. My life is my job. And
your wife.
It's not such a bad thing. And my wife,
that's,
of course.
That's not bad, though. That's
yes.
not a bad thing.
But not a whole lot of interesting things going on right now. Just super busy.
All right. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, I had a kind of cool weekend. What'd I do? We recorded Friday night. That was fun. Saturday went out to the horse races, actually. It happened All to be right. on a night when it snowed like a motherfucker, so it took us a while to get there. It's about a good 30 minutes away from Toronto. Got there, wasn't too busy, sat down at the restaurant area. Had pretty decent seats for to watch these. It was the chariot kind of ones where it's like the guy is attached to the back of the horse with wheels. So.
Oh, neat.
I've never done this before, so the minimum bet's like a dollar. So I'm like, well, I'm going to bet like $5 in every bet just to make it worthwhile. But like, I didn't know you had to do like, you can bet like who wins. You can bet a horse coming first or second, or first, second, and third, or a bunch of different shit. So we were all doing like basically betting on a horse that would come in like first or second or first, second, third. But when you win that by only putting down like $5, you might win like $1.75. So. That kind of got boring after a while. So I was like, fuck this. So one race, I'm like, fuck
like
it.
Like, you're plus 175? Like, you get your $5
yeah,
back?
Yeah, yeah, you'll get your
okay,
$5
okay.
back. Plus
I was
like
going to say, that doesn't sound like a good deal. How do they...
no,
How
no,
does
no,
that
no.
work?
You win a dollar save on top of what you bet. So then I was like, this is kind of not fun. And I was like, fuck it. So I put down $5 and just picked a horse to win. His name was Spartacus Jim. Like, how do you not bet on a horse named Spartacus Jim? That is awesome. And I won. And I think it was 8-1 odds. I won like 45. Well, it was like, yeah, 8-1. Anyway, I ended up winning 45-75 or something like that.
Cool.
Nice.
So that was the big winner.
So you bought drinks for the night, basically.
I paid for my dinner. I did take my winnings, just threw it on the bill.
Hey, that's a step above normal, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I did put it down towards bill, but I mean, the place had like, it was like a $40 buffet, which is kind of a ripoff.
Yeah.
So it didn't really make a dent in the buffet. Yeah, and the thing is, it closed early because we got there at about 7, and we figured, okay, are we going to do like a la carte, which is still about anywhere between $20 and $30, depending on what you ordered, or buffet. So we're probably going to be here for a while, so let's get the buffet. So we're going to be drinking. We're going to get hungry, so we can just get food whenever. But they closed down the fucking buffet at like 9 o'clock, and we didn't know that, so that was kind of shitty. So yeah, it was fun. And the dunk competition all-star stuff for the... NBA was on that night. I know you guys don't care, but Terrence Ross, what up? Dunk
I know,
champion?
Right?
Actually,
he dunked some basketballs.
The dunk competition, I think, is really entertaining to watch.
Yeah,
even though I don't really watch basketball, I can appreciate the dunk competition that they do.
Did he get his winner's plaque for winning the tournament?
He did. He got his winner's trophy. Terrence Ross, Jason, plays with the Toronto Raptors. He's a rookie. He's good, that's cool. Good dunker, yeah. So he basically cleaned out. So it wasn't a great dunk competition overall, but. It was entertaining. It was good to see a guy from Toronto take it home. So that was cool. And then on Sunday, Tanya, myself, and her dad and her sister, we went to the Toronto Auto Show.
Okay.
Oh, neat.
Looked at a bunch of cars that we'll never, ever own. In our life. So that was fun. And then we found like a car that we were like, hey, we can afford this Nissan Sentra. This is kind of cool.
That was my first car.
Hey, those new Sentras are nice.
They're nice. They're actually very nice. We're literally like, wow, this is actually a pretty decent car for its price. And
it was like newer and older cars. So it wasn't just like a classic auto show.
No, it was like, it was mostly new stuff.
Yeah.
It was like, there's sections with older stuff.
It's for 2013 vehicles.
Exactly.
Yeah, showing off that stuff.
2014.
Were there car girls? Like
there were some car girls. Some places had car girls. Yeah,
awesome.
It was cold up there, so they were all in parkas.
Exactly. Because we have our auto shows outside, so that's they're all dressed up and shit. We don't really have them inside or outside. But yeah, that was kind of cool.
Thanks for that, Jeff.
No problem. That was fun. A lot of fucking man walking is tiring, man. We were in that place for about like 6 hours. From what I remember, it was crazy.
Wow.
But other than that, that's about it.
All right.
You're doing this stuff now, and work was not work.
Bad.
Cool.
Chris.
Well, a lot of stuff going on. So I've been keeping this kind of close to my chest for the past few weeks because I wanted to make sure everything was finalized before, you know, we got, before I talked about it too much. But,
oh my God, are you having another fucking kid?
I am. Yeah. No.
Seriously?
Right around
no,
NBC,
I'm not, dumbass.
What do you know?
No, so I have a life change coming up too, just like Travis does.
Becoming a woman.
On Wednesday, I turned in my resignation at my job.
Suck it, CLA.
I got
deuces.
I got offered a position at General Motors at the new innovation center that they opened up literally down the street from my house. And I kind of, you know, I chatted about this a tiny bit with Jason on the show one day, just mentioning that in passing that they were opening one. And you know, I put in my resume for a development position, for a lead development position, and they brought me in for interview and, you know, turned my ass down. And, after I actually emailed them back and said that I was open to other positions besides the one that I applied for. And, they made me an offer for a different position. And, yeah, so I start my last day at my current job is March 14th, and I start at GM on March 18th, which is a Monday.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So it's a pretty big change. I'm going from a place that I've worked for 9.5 years. I'm pretty comfortable there, and that's the problem, is that I'm too comfortable there, and I need to, it was a career move. I need to move somewhere else and try and do things that are going to advance my career some more. And, you know, GM also does tuition reimbursement, so I think I'm going to start looking into getting my MBA. So
spread those wings.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's been a while coming. I mean, I think it was back in January when I actually sent in my resume. So it's been something I've been keeping kind of down low for the time being until I knew what was going on. But now that everything's in the works, you know, I got my clear start, and they said I was officially a GM employee. So there you go.
So I'll see you at the auto show next year.
That's right. If you come to the Atlanta Auto Show.
If I get that job, we're going to be doing some business.
Hey, that sounds good.
So what exactly are you going to be doing there? What's your new title?
My new title is a senior application developer. I am not sure what I will be working on because there are – I mean they say that basically what GM is trying to do is they're trying to do all of the outsourced software development that they had. They're trying to bring all that in-house. And that's what they have, the innovation center that opened up here is one of four that opened up across the country, and they're hiring in like 1,000 people. And the stuff I'll be working with, it could range from anything from the website to OnStar to the fucking software that runs the robots that create the cars, that build the cars.
Shit.
So I could, there's a lot that I could be working on. I'm just not sure what I'll be working on yet. But I do know that, based on what the way this all worked is, the way they actually turned me down, I'm putting that in air quotes because they didn't really turn me down. They just called me up and said, "We love your stuff. We just don't have any place to put you."
And you were all like crying and shit.
I was upset. Yeah, I was upset about it. You're right.
It's going to be fine. Yeah. They're making a position for you. Room for you.
Well, what ended up happening is, you know, I'm taking actually a position that's technically a step down from where I am
now. Entitled.
But it's really this is something I talked to my current boss about. It is kind of like a lateral move, considering the size of the company. But, I'm apparently in the second wave of hiring. When they're hiring on a lead, I'm already in the running for that position. So,
there we go.
It's one of those things. Just get the foot in the door and go from there.
Yeah. It sounds like you're going to be doing like making something like, you know, using your computer prowess to be making some pretty crazy stuff, like making crazy shit come out of cars, making crazy robotic arms make cars. Do you know who Miles Dyson is, Chris?
Actually, I think he's my boss.
Have you seen Terminator 2? It doesn't end well.
He's the man who created Skynet, and I think you're about to get Dysonated.
But yeah, it should be interesting. It's gonna be quite the change. I haven't actually been in an actual corporate type environment since I got out of college and started working for IBM. So, it's going to be a change. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, your current job is, it's kind of a small team and stuff. And huge life-changing thing. But congrats, nonetheless. I know you're going to rock it out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds more fun, too.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. When I actually showed up for the interview, it was impressive. The place is kind of ridiculous, but yeah. Anyway, that's it for me. I think that's enough, though, right? My son was sick this week. I don't really want to talk about that, though. So.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about some games, because there's a lot of shit to talk about apparently right now. So, Travis, I'm going to let you start, because I know you've got a couple of games that you want to talk about. A
couple of games. Hey, Jeff, can we talk about Rising real quick?
Yeah, let's talk about Rising. Let's do that.
I like it a lot, man. This was at first like completely canceled, right? Like Kojima.
Pretty much.
Kojima and Konami were going to be doing it in-house. They showed it off for a little bit, canceled it, and then Platinum
Games
picked it up.
How do we make an action game? Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know how to do that. But Platinum Games helped them pick it up, and that got us really excited about it. But it seemed kind of
they've done a few action games, Platinum.
A couple, one or two okay ones.
Okay. Cool.
And I'll be the bar was high when you talk Bayonetta, Vanquish. There's much you can have with those games. The bar was high, so. I'm happy to say for me that it met those expectations. I won't say for me it was like as perfect as an experience as I had with Bayonetta, but it met the expectation that I wanted it to be, because, you know, aside from, you know, some minor camera issues that I had, I mean, this game.
Okay, that's downplayed a little bit. All right, the cameras. Yeah, the
camera issues are pretty bad.
The cameras. You know what?
How does it compare to a Ninja Guy
about that?
I had.
I'd say it's the same as Ninja Gaiden.
It's not. What's Ninja Gaiden?
Either one of them.
Like, well, 3 is unplayable.
Well, I know. Yeah,
3 doesn't exist.
I'm talking 1 or 2.
Did we make that decision that we're just not going to acknowledge that 3 is even there?
Okay, so if it's like 1 and 2, I'd say that's pretty comparable. But
either I don't want you to downplay the camera thing, because I really think the camera's like the worst part about the game.
You know, I had camera issues really, really badly in maybe like the first 3 chapters, but for some reason like the camera stopped being an issue. Like I started.
Did you just learn to?
Because you start finding ways
to
work around
it.
Yeah.
Well, I use a lock-on mechanic more often.
Which, by the way, the game doesn't tell you how to do.
It doesn't do. It doesn't tell you to do a lot of things. I got to the second.
No,
to last...
I got a list here.
Oh God!
I got a list. Let's go down the list.
Things
Metal Gear Solid Rising. What it does not teach you how to
okay,
now.
Let's do it.
Now,
let's do it.
This,
just pro tip
this,
corner.
I do want to say that it does give a better tutorial than the demo does. It actually teaches you something I didn't even know in the demo, that when you ninja run, you automatically deflect bullets no matter what.
Which is awesome.
Didn't know that.
It's really fun.
that is kind of cool.
So it does tell you that. What doesn't teach you? Doesn't teach you how to use items. And by this I mean you can pick up health items that regenerate your health. What it doesn't teach you can do is set that into a slot, and every time you die, it automatically uses said health item.
What?
That's Metal Gear 101, dude.
I played game. I didn't even know that it automatically used it.
Yep, uses it. Doesn't teach you that. Number 2, doesn't teach you can save anywhere. Now, again, this is Metal Gear 101. To do this, you have to go into your codec file and call that girl, what's her name, Courtney. Or whatever. Yeah, she can save the game wherever you want to. Does not tell you that.
Well,
number 3.
Duh.
It doesn't teach you how to actually do the main mechanic in the game, which is when you slice a dude and he's got that orange square, you hit the B button and you absorb the shit and it gives you health. Now, it's easy to figure out, yes, but it doesn't teach you how to do that. It just tells you.
It does. It brings up the
it's like a QTE.
Tell him, Jason. Tell him.
It brings up a
prompt. I think it's pretty apparent that, you know, they tell you to do that.
Well,
it's not in a traditional tutorial format.
They don't tell
you
what it does.
It doesn't say, like,
you
know, grab
all.
Their spine to get energy or anything.
Yeah.
But
yeah. All it does is it comes with a prompt that says hit B, but you have no idea. If you're not looking at your health bar, you're like, okay, that was cool. What did that do? It doesn't give you any kind of like opportunity to try to do that in the tutorial.
Oh, okay.
Well, the codec does tell you that.
The codec does. We'll get to there. Hold on.
Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah.
Number 4, buying moves doesn't give you an example of said move. So when you're going to upgrade your skills and you're buying a new move, not only does it show you like a video or something how to do it, it doesn't even tell you how to do it in terms of the button inputs. It just says it's a description of the move and the name, and that's it.
You just go into the menus and look at your move list.
Then you have to go to another menu and go to your move list, find what you just bought, and then it'll tell you what to do there. Kind of archaic. I read a character action game since fucking I don't know. Will tell you at least when you're buying a new skill, it at least tells you how to do it. Doesn't necessarily have to show a video or show an example, but at least how to do it. That's it besides the other stuff that they don't teach you how to do in the demo, but they do, like the ninja run, and there was another big one that they teach you how to do in the main one, I think.
Do you have any more on your list?
Those are the main ones.
Okay, I got one for it. It's going to blow your mind. I did not know. This happened today. I am 5 hours into the game. Mm-hmm. I did not realize until I got to the second to last boss in the entire game that you can actually go into your menus, your customization menus where your weapons are, and upgrade your actual swords. I did not know that. Did not know that.
What do you mean you can upgrade your swords?
See? There we go.
I'm dead. Like, seriously?
You
like,
went through the entire game and didn't upgrade
I didn't
your
even. I went through the entire game and didn't do that once.
That game was so fucking hard. And I'm going on YouTube looking up videos of trying to, like, find out how the hell am I supposed to, like slice and dice my way to beat fucking Stream Jet Sam. Mm. And I look in the video. The first thing he does is go through his menus, picks his weapons, and goes to the normal high-frequency blade, like your stock, your generic weapon.
Yeah.
He hits triangle or what is it, X on the PlayStation, on the 360, and it brings up another menu where you can buy upgrades like strength upgrades, absorption upgrades, all this type of stuff for your
I knew you could do that. I just didn't know you could do that. I thought you could, because you know how you pull up that customization menu, which you can do in between levels? Or if you do it in, you can hit start and do that,
revert to a checkpoint.
You revert to a checkpoint.
Yeah.
So you can actually do that by pulling out your weapons thing by hitting like the right on the D-pad. And do that?
No, I'm talking like you spend BP to give your sword more strength so it causes more damage. And you can do it up to 3 or 4 times.
Oh shit. So you're not talking about the actual permanent upgrades where you upgrade your shit to more damage.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah, I knew about that, but it doesn't teach you that. Just I figured that
it doesn't teach you that. I went through the entire game without upgrading any of my shit. I was upgrading nothing. Like I didn't know that was an ability.
Yeah,
I thought you just bought new shit.
Yeah.
So then when I did it, I just breezed through the rest of the game. It was like it was no problem.
The only problem I had with the difficulty wise were the bosses. After the second boss, they're pretty hard.
Some good ass bosses. I'm gonna tell you, they did a really good job at because you know the normal Metal Gear games, their bosses are staples. There's a lot of really really great bosses when you go back to the sniper battle in Metal Gear Solid 3, or you know Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid 1. Those are just standout moments, and I think every standout moment from this game came from the bosses. And there's some pretty tough like mini bosses that end up becoming regular. You know, guys got to fight along the way. And they're okay, but like nothing like those boss battles that are with the, what is it, Desperado? Is it the main PMC you're going up against?
Desperado is the name of their team.
That's the name of their team, yeah. So,
also a great Eagles song.
Desperado. I like it.
I didn't think they were that, like, I wouldn't say any of them were memorable, though. Like, I wouldn't put any of the boss battles up there with Psycho Mantis or the sniper dude from 3 or any
Jetstream Sam.
That was an awesome.
They had some of the worst fucking names in that.
Pretty bad. This was pretty bad. I mean, come on. Fucking Metal Gear Solid 2 had Fat Man. Come on.
Yeah but
every
boss battle
in
Metal Gear, though, were like, yeah, they're all terribly named, no matter what. But at least every boss had a different mechanic to them. This kind of wasn't. You just kind of had to learn their patterns. And then you're like, oh, okay. Now I got it. Like, I died about 40 fucking times on Sundowner and on...
Oh, yeah, Sundowner. That fucking...
The very last boss.
Shit name.
It was just like, ugh. It was so... But once I beat it, it was so... Like, once someone told me, like, an easy way to avoid a certain attack, I was like, oh, my God. Now this is, like, so fucking easy. But... To get to that point drove me fucking nuts. But I think the rest of the game is actually pretty easy. Like, going through the levels is not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that difficult at all, especially when you learn how to upgrade your weapons. It actually gets easier. But
how did the YouTube video go? Was it like, hey guys, so here's how to beat Sundowner?
No, I went on
some
Twitter.
Upgrades real quick, and so yeah, that's it. 2 minutes later.
All right, thanks. My name is Necro, and you can find me at...
Give me some follow. like my page, please. Like
hey
my
guys,
page, I appreciate it.
But no, I like the
really
game.
Really appreciate
overall.
The subscribe button. You hit that, it really helps me out, and I can make more Metal Gear videos.
Really, really cool videos
after this.
No.
Okay, sorry.
If you like that, wait for Sundowner. I got my Sundowner coming up next.
But overall, I like the game, man. I do dig it. I like it a lot. And storyline wise, like, it does have that. I was satisfied with it. Like, I wasn't expecting too much.
It's easiest to understand Metal Gear Solid storyline ever.
It was easiest to understand. Yeah, it was. Now like, the storyline itself, if you don't delve into the codec, like, it's a pretty straightforward story. But I love the codec stuff. I'm one of those players in Metal Gear where, you know, after every checkpoint or every major thing that happens, I go through all the codec conversations just to get as much as I can out of the characters and see what they're thinking, see what they had to teach me. Because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of meat in that script that I think a lot of people are just going to say, oh, it's a 4-hour game, it's really short and everything. But like,
but it's not really.
I stretch Rising out to about 8 hours.
I didn't even do the codec.
Can I touch on the 4-hour shit?
It's
seriously
not, it's cutscenes. It doesn't include cutscenes or continues.
Or continues, yeah. So it only records, like, you know, your best run on a particular level.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying, oh, wow, I finished the game in 4 hours.
But it
probably took you 6 to 8, maybe 10.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that being said, my time for beating it was like 7:30 something.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was probably even longer than that. But I took my time in the codec and listened to everything they had to say. There's some nice few snippets up about Solid Snake, kind of like they're still very convoluted, so you don't know, like, post Metal Gear Solid 4 if he's alive, if he's not. Like, you don't really know. But it's some nice nods there. A lot of good character nods in that as well, that just made it, me as a big Metal Gear fan, I was satisfied with what they had to say. And so
that's actually probably one of my biggest complaints. I didn't feel like I was, okay, I knew, obviously Rising's not supposed to be a Metal Gear game in terms of like stealth action, mm-hmm. but I didn't feel like I was in the Metal Gear universe at all. I felt I was with Raiden in the Vanquish universe. That's the way I felt playing the game.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, okay. All right. In the Vanquish universe. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, just
Vanquish,
like,
was like in the
I was kind of on the fence with that. Like, you know, at first, I felt like, oh, it's really nice getting all these nods, you know, this specific sound effects and everything. And like, you know, it feels like a Metal Gear game, only actionier. Now that you bring up Vanquish, it's like, shit.
Yeah, a lot of the layout and stuff. Like, yeah, it's got the enemies and stuff from some Metal Gear games and references and stuff, but the actual, like, environments themselves, just like the boss battles, yeah, totally Metal Gear. One thing I wish I did do to make it more Metal Gear, I wish I did what Metal Gear does, and actually even DMC does, is it's just a little thing that adds, what, when you get introduced to a new boss for the first time, it'll freeze frame and the name will come up, and I was expecting that for every single boss battle. I was like, and that was just something stupid, but I was like,
yeah,
damn,
I can see
that'd
be
cool. But no, I liked it. It was, you know, after we all played the demo, we're all kind of like, eh, we don't know. But it grew on me. To be honest, like, the first, like, hour, I was kind of like, I don't know. But then actually, once it started, like, the combat isn't as deep as Bayonetta or anything. Like, DMC, it's just it's not a lot of combo stuff you can do, not a lot of weapons you can switch to. Like, you do get other weapons you can use if you want to. You don't have to. And switching between them isn't quite as fluid as other character action games. But I liked it. By the end of it, I actually really, really did like it. And I wouldn't put it up there with DMC, but I would definitely put it up there with, I can't really say I'd put it up there. It's not Platinum's best game, in my opinion, but it's definitely not even close to their worst. I'd say it's probably their third best game they've made.
I can agree with that, but I still really, really like this game. That's half of that. It's the Metal Gear fanboy coming out of me, but I really did like the game. And the other thing, if we're done with Metal Gear, that I've been playing is,
Let me throw one more thing.
Throw one more thing in there.
In Metal Gear, I got tired of it super quick.
Oh, really?
But I think it's it was maybe the cutscenes. Maybe it just wasn't exactly what I needed at that particular time, because it's so tough coming off of DMC.
Yeah.
To go into like an action game like this, you know, I was completely unsatisfied with the combat. But I mean, it hits a lot of notes that I like. You know, that super bombastic, over the top Platinum Games,
very Japanese.
Shit. I mean, you know, Raiden trying to go like incognito and stealthy with a fucking sombrero and shit like that. Super cheesy, corny shit like that. I would normally like, but so I need to go back to it at some point. Mm-hmm. And
I will also say that Metal Gear Rising deserves a second playthrough, because you don't truly know how to play the game until maybe 3 hours into it because of the fact they don't tell you anything. Like, you don't really know until about like 3-4 hours in. It's like, okay, I finally got this. I know exactly how everything works. So I'm actually excited to go back into the beginning of the game knowing what I know now, knowing that, okay, when I'm in this area, let me turn on my visor and see where all the extra stuff laying around is, all the extra items. I know exactly how to parry. I know exactly how to use my dodge move. I know, knowing what I know now, I think I could really, really enjoy just the combat flow of the game. Not to review the storyline and see what I miss, because there's really not nothing to miss. But I think it'd be good enough to at least, knowing what I know now, go through the beginning of the game and see how much better, what my scores are and stuff like that.
If I have time, I'll probably play through it again. But I need to get up to DMC again. More DMC. I mean, fuck it. Bloody Palace just hit, son. Gotta play that shit.
Oh, shit. Did it?
Yeah, it dropped yesterday.
Oh, I don't think it's on PC yet, though.
Oh,
that's what we have it on.
Not. I'm not sure. God, one more thing, because I said we'd go back to this. I totally forgot. Because you said that's like old school Metal Gear, and that's what I think is they might have done that on purpose. But that's not in their best interest these days. Like, even Metal Gear Adapt, like Metal Gear 4, I played that a few weeks ago in anticipation for this, and that game does also a terrible job of teaching you how to do, like, the mechanics of the game, unless you read the manual. Weird. But I think people knowing what this game went through, and a lot of people that are picking this up for the first time that probably will pick it up just because it says Metal Gear in the title, and they have no idea what kind of game it is.
Right.
Probably their bet should just have, like, a thorough tutorial teaching you, like, everything outside of combos that you can do, because I think
they might go batshit crazy over it, because maybe those people are not the type of people that would enjoy like a Bayonetta, you know, Vanquish type of experience, and maybe they're like, oh my fucking god, this is so crazy.
Yeah, but most of the complaints I've seen, again, they're most of the complaints I've seen by people are people like us who play character action games that just don't like the same stuff that we're talking about and saying could be negatives that are just not giving the game a chance. So I guess, you know what? You're probably right. The people that have not played them aren't going to look for the same issues that we did.
I'm being super picky about it. I know I'm being a little too harsh on it. That's why I want to come back to it at some other point. But I don't know. I think at face value, man, the game's pretty fucking awesome.
Yep. I like it. And if you have both versions, I'd recommend picking up the PS3 version.
Yeah.
Just because it has better. uncompressed video, which is very noticeable on 360. Especially in the early part. I think the last part of this cutscenes aren't that compressed, but at the beginning of the game, it's like Deus Ex Human Revolution type, like, degradation of video. It's very, very noticeable, like, kind of grainy and dark, and yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep, and if the PS3 version runs at a slightly lower frame rate, but not enough to make a difference in gameplay, so
really?
I'd pick up the PS3 version. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got the best Metal Gear fight, I think, in the entire series of all Metal Gears.
Which, the first one or the last one?
Of all of them.
I mean, like, do you fight more than one Metal Gear in the game?
The last one.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's not a spoiler.
That
because
was a bitch,
Metal
too.
Gear?
Metal Gear. And if anyone thinks it's a spoiler, get yourself a drool-proof keyboard because you're retarded.
Yeah.
Of course you fight a Metal Gear at the end of the game, so I don't want to hear no shit in the notes saying, spoilers, oh my god, you fight a Metal Gear at the end? No, I think it's like the best Metal Gear fight, and it has to do a lot with the gameplay, but it's pretty fucking awesome.
Awesome. Anything else?
I did one more thing real quick. I won't talk too much about it since you guys haven't played it.
Mm-hmm.
But 3DS, if you do not have Fire Emblem Awakening, you are crazy. It is so
well. Then
fucking
lock
good.
Me up in a loony bin.
No. If you don't have it, it means you probably don't have an internet connection because you can download it.
That's true.
If you've been trying to buy it at Best Buy, good fucking luck.
Good luck.
But you can download it anywhere.
Because it's sold out everywhere. Because
correction. For people who cannot get their hands on it,
right,
you're off the hook.
There we
Jason,
go.
Good job. But it is fantastic. It's really, really good. It's a really satisfying strategy RPG, which is saying a lot for me because I think my entire time on Indus, I never really played a strategy RPG, maybe with the exception of Jeanne d'Arc, and I just couldn't get into it.
That's why we fired you.
Didn't you play Valkyria Chronicles?
I'm with Travis.
I think Valkyria was on a different realm because it was a little more action oriented. Okay. It wasn't like the grid based strategy RPG system. But this game just totally had me. And they're like those staples of the strategy RPG, like Tactics Ogre and Final Ooh. Fantasy Tactics. Those games that I like them. I do like them, but I can never get into them because it takes too much. Like, it's too deep. Like Final Fantasy Tactics, you there's the job system, so you can give anybody almost any job and give them any skill, but then you have to give them a helmet, you got to give them boots, swords, and stuff like that. You got to give them all this extra stuff. And it was just too much for my fragile little mind to kind of like
and
take in.
And for me.
Yeah. But Fire Emblem Awakening, for some reason, that stuff doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me one bit. But it's not that deep. Like, you're not, like, micromanaging, like, the individual pieces of equipment for your characters. It doesn't go that far deep. It's a little simplified. It's hard to explain because it's
streamlined,
simplified.
I think is a good word.
Streamlined is great. It's deep and satisfying without being too confusing or convoluted to where it's like, yeah, I'm doing too much stuff and I'm being bored. I'm spending too much time in menus. You don't. And I appreciate it for what it is because it's making me take a genre that I just do not really dig. Even though the games in it are good, I generally don't dig them, and I'm loving this game. It's easily so far right now the best game I've played all year. And the art style is just gorgeous. I love the way the characters are drawn. The art style is really nice, even though everybody has horse hooves for feet. I don't know if you've seen any screenshots, but like they have no feet. They basically walk on these like stilts that are their ankles. It's weird. You get used to it. You get used to it after a while. But like no one has feet. It's really weird. So I don't know if that. I've never played a Fire Emblem thing, so I don't know if that's a thing. Like, that's an art style.
Just an art style. Yeah.
Okay. Because it's pretty weird. But the characters
great animated cutscenes though, right? For
the 3DS.
Gorgeous.
I'm gonna tell you, if you're not watching, you gotta watch those in 3D. That's the only part of the game. The only part of the game that's good in 3D. Everything else just looks bad. Actually, the 3D doesn't even really work. Like, it's very, very blurry. Because I can see 3D fine, but just the normal gameplay or when like a normal cutscene's going on, it's very, very blurry. You cannot get a good angle to have the 3D really pop at you. But those anime cutscenes are just gorgeous.
They're high production really value, nice. It seems like for just like a video game. like this, but
yeah, and there's not too much of it though. That's the sad part. It's very once in a while, maybe every three or four chapters, they'll pop in like a little anime cutscene in there for you. But I think this is something for people who are new to any type of strategy RPG, or whether or not you're old hat. I think either group is really, really gonna dig this game, and those characters in it are fan freaking tastic. So, but they did something differently that made me more interested in it, because normal tactics style games like this, everybody is given their own little square to stand on, and you can move around the grid. Game, it's really cool because you can actually take two characters and you can bond them together on the same grid, and one person will be the main attacker and the main person who accepts damage, and the other person will be kind of like a secondary, backup guy to like help defend attacks, or if your
main
character.
Can I back you up a second? When you say bond, it seems like it's an active thing.
No, they get
married. But it's not really. They just have to be in like close proximity, right?
Well, no. They can be in close proximity. They can be side by side and still have that effect. But the effect is a lot stronger when you put them on the same square and they share a square.
I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but okay.
Yeah, but if they're standing side by side, you can still kind of get that effect. They'll still get those relationship points, which are really, really important in the game, because the more your characters do side by side or in the same square, they build up their relationship more and more. And the closer they get, the better their stats are when they're together. Because when you jump on, if you have like an S ranking with somebody and you're in the same group, you're going to get like, plus 5 to hit points, plus 6 to attack, plus, you're going to get all those extra benefits. But they also, there's like a little meta, a very light, not too deep, as in like a persona, but you can get busy. You can get your guys, in relationships with people. So like if you have your guy and, like say for instance, a guy and a girl, they make it all the way to A rank. They're going to be very, very close. But if you make it to S rank, they're going to the male is going to
butt fuck the other chick.
Basically, not really, because there are kids that come in the mix, so it has to go any other way. But no, he asked.
Oh, that's
for
how
her
that
hand.
Works. I'm sorry.
He asked for her hand in marriage, and after a specific chapter, their kids, their offspring, come into play, and they can be recruited as characters as well, which is really neat.
You can butt fuck them too.
If you want to, but...
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm being
okay.
A jerk.
You're being a jerk. It's okay. No. But no, it's a good game. I like it. It's, like I said, deep but satisfying. If you're not used to this type of game, you'd still probably like it. And like I said, this is the game to have for the 3DS, especially for the hardcore. So I think it's really good.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So that's all for me.
Cool.
All right, who's next?
Maybe me, real quick.
Go for it. Go for it.
All that shit that Travis said, and yeah.
All right.
Hey, I've raided some tombs.
But you can't talk about it, so shut the fuck up.
Hey, if you guys pre-ordered it, don't cancel it.
Hypothetically speaking, KK,
how about that?
Being cryptic, Jason.
Yeah.
Would you do her, or would you not do her?
Would you buttfuck her?
I would so do her.
So,
and buttfuck her.
So read into that as you will. I'd do her.
The textures are amazing. So is the model and animation.
How's the package?
I did check out one thing, and I don't know if I broke embargo by saying this, but Revy, you guys know him, Two Hands Revy.
Yeah.
Huge Tomb Raider fan. Like, he would do Lara Croft.
He dressed up as him.
He saw me playing it, and he sent me a message on PSN asking, you know, to do a wall check, and I knew exactly what he meant. So I put Laura up against the wall and like moved the camera in between, you know, the wall and her. And it did zoom in on specific assets. So there is that.
Throwback, yo.
The game's, a little bit deeper than that, but whatever. It made him very, very happy.
All right. Is that it?
Play the Monster Hunter demo.
Oh, how's
on
that?
On Wii U today. Very good.
On Wii U?
Wii U. Released on both the Wii U and 3DS. Technically, it's Tri with a shitload more monsters. And, there's some bonus stuff. This is definitely the successor to Tri. Nintendo's shutting down the servers on the Wii version. The Tri version.
Oh, really?
In April sometime. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of being forced to go to this new version, whether it be on 3DS or Wii U.
Which can you carry your characters over, the ones that are being shut down?
I think so.
Okay,
and I don't know exactly how that works. I saw some Japanese videos where they had a Wii and, you know, some like Japanese weird characters and then like an arrow going to a Wii U. So I don't know exactly what that entails, but maybe that means your characters come over too. Who knows? Looks very pretty. I'm excited. And I actually want to get a Wii U for this, but we'll see how that goes.
Wait for the Vita version.
I don't know if there's going to be one, for real.
Wait for PSO.
Yeah. That's all I can talk about. Okay, thanks, bye.
All right,
I love
Jeff.
You guys.
The only other game I could throw in there was Crysis 3. I picked that up yesterday. Yeah, I picked that up in the 360. I was going to get it on PC, but then I was reading a bunch of the requirements and everything, and like, my PC would run it, and it would probably run it better than the 360 runs it. But then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want to sit on my couch, put on my Turtle Beach headset, and just fucking rock out with playing this game. And, dude, that game, okay, I started playing this game yesterday after I watched the Sony press conference, and I was like, shit, can't wait till next gen. And then I popped this in, and I was like, you know what? This gen is still looking pretty damn good.
Still not bad. Dim water effects?
Oh, man, it is fucking pretty. Like, it's really pretty on consoles. Like,
there's good-looking grass in there, too.
Yep. The particle effects are fucking... Like, okay, this is what the thing. I saw Giant Bomb do a quick look on the PC version, and the first level, I'm like, there's no way those particle effects are going to be in the console version. There's no fucking way. And yep, they're there. They're not, of course, the greatest resolution in the world, but they're still there, and they still look really good. So they managed to top themselves over Crysis 2. Crysis 2 was what I thought was the best-looking FPS on consoles till Crysis 3.
That's the thing, is this is a new CryEngine as well.
Mm. Is it a new one? Because it looks damn...
Cry 3, yeah.
Yeah, it looks good. They did a good job, and they took the biggest problem with the graphics in 2, I thought, on consoles was there's a lot of texture pop in. And yeah, that is there on this, but it's way further out now. It's not like you're 10 feet away from a brick wall, you walk to 9 feet, and all of a sudden you see some graffiti pop up. It's not that bad. It's actually a lot better. So, other than that, though, it feels a lot like Crysis 2, except for some of the big set pieces are just more open, and you can do more things the way you want to. Gone is in two, you can pull up your visor, and it'll tell you certain points. Like, you can snipe from here. You can be stealthy here. You can do this here. That's all gone. It'll still tell you the key points on the map, like where ammo is, where enemies are. You can tag enemies and stuff like that. But it doesn't tell you how you should be playing that level, which is kind of cool. So they kind of had this, they kind of met this weird medium between Crysis 1 and 2. But it's not as open as 1 is, where 1 was pretty much like Far Cry 3. It's like an open island. You do stuff kind of like in the order you want to. It's not like that at all. But that's really about it for that. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because I haven't listened to last week's show yet. Are you still playing Sly?
I am very, very,
just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit here and there. Because, I mean, I was playing it up until I got Metal Gear Solid, because I wanted to beat Metal Gear. I wanted to beat Crysis, and then have Tomb Raiders next week. Like, it's like I went from, like, having, like, nothing to play to literally I'm going to have, like, a game to play every week for...
There's games for, like, the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's February. Yeah. I've got a backlog for this year of, like, 3 games already. So.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. So I've been playing a little bit more Sly, mostly on the Vita. I've not played the PS3 version in a while. Still fun. Let's put it this way. When I pop up my Vita, that's what I'm playing right now.
Cool. Very cool.
But yeah, Crysis, if you have any thought, if you don't have a PC that can run it, get it on consoles. It still looks really good. It still plays really well. It's mostly 30 frames a second by the looks of it. It can drop a little below that here or there, but still cool. If you like Crysis 2, you'll fucking love Crysis 3. Like, it's plays very similar, just a lot better looking, pretty much. Now, I wouldn't say a lot better looking, but better looking. It's fun times.
Cool.
There's still life in this generation, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Absolutely.
I know.
We still have yet to see Last of Us, actually.
That's right. I think that probably will be like the king by the time.
I think at the end of the year, we're going to look back at this gen and say that's the best looking thing we've got. So, I don't really have that much to add. I picked up a few, cheapo games. Best Buy had a couple games on sale. So I picked up, Professor Layton for the 3DS.
Alright.
It's Professor Layton and it's on the 3DS.
And you get to ride horses.
And yes, and that part sucks.
It does
suck really bad. it's like I got to that part and I was like, can I just go straight to the actual game now? This is stupid. But if you like Professor Layton, you're going to love this game. That's what it boils down to. I picked up Mario Sticker Star as well.
Yay!
I have not played it yet, but
I
haven't had much time with my DS, my 3DS yet. So and I did pick up Sly. But I haven't played that yet either. So,
it's pretty fun.
It's been a busy week for me, so I haven't had a whole lot of time for gaming. But, still hacking away at Ni No Kuni. I should be hopefully done with that by next week. So.
Cool.
Yep. That's it for me. So we can move on to some news if you guys are ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to talk about, so I'm going to let Jeff take it away.
Yeah, I only got a few. Last week, Sony Japan had a little kind of like announcement of the Vita. Didn't really know what it was. It was really late at night here if you live in North America. But they basically come out and they're dropping the price of the Vita in Japan to, I believe it's $115. $215. $215.
Yeah. If you actually translate it to American dollars, it's around that
much. It doesn't really count that way.
Yeah, it's like, what is it? It's their yen is what? 1999 yen or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everyone's like, oh, it's, you know, Sony's going to drop
it's coming
that price
here.
And they came out actually today and said, no, we have no plans to reduce the price of the Vita in North America or Europe, or B, lower the price of their memory cards.
Fuck you.
I don't believe this for a second, though, because I think when it comes closer to the PS4 launch, which we'll get into later, I think that they will definitely do that, because what they showed off, they probably want as many people to have Vita in their hands.
They should have dropped it already. Yeah. It's stupid.
They should have done it now. Why not start early? You may as well. You're already taking a hit on it in Japan. You might as well take out a hit on it in North America and Europe.
I agree.
Is it selling better in Japan, though? Like, did they
it's
say
selling
anything
very
about those
bad
numbers?
Japan.
Very badly.
Well,
okay.
Yeah,
Number-wise, I mean, you got to remember that they have, you know, a very small country.
Yeah.
in comparison to our numbers.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
But even in comparison with the way other things sell over there.
It's selling really bad.
Yeah.
I think it's better. It's selling better than 360, which isn't saying much, right. but it's lower than 3DS.
The last
DS.
Time I checked, the Vita had a pretty decent holiday.
I'm sure it, I'm sure it did.
They had a really good holiday.
With the all the bundles they had on sale, you know.
The bundles, and then there was a lot of extra special. I mean, I remember when
in Japan or here?
No, here. When I was
It did 38,000. Here.
Do you mean holiday like vacation where, you know, you just kind of sit around and do nothing?
No, it's Vita didn't sell. It sold 38,000. That was the whole thing is because the Wii U only sold 55,000. And then everyone was joking saying the Vita sold almost that amount. Yeah, Vita did 38 and I think Wii U did 55.
That was this month though. That wasn't holiday.
Well, it was last month.
Right, January. That's what I meant. This past NPDs.
Yeah, because the bundles started a lot sooner than the holiday.
Yeah, they started like in October.
Yeah, when they put out the bundles and made them $200, they were selling.
Yeah,
should be a clue to Sony that maybe we should drop the price to $200. But no,
they're not exactly detectives, man. They're not detectives.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Who makes the decisions? But the one thing I will say about the Japanese, One thing I'll say about the Japanese announcements they had is they also announced a silver one that's going to be packed with a PSO2 already built in.
Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty sexy.
And they're region free, right?
yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. I might buy one of those.
No, I heard it's super poor. Cheap.
Yeah. I got 19,998 yen just sitting around, sure.
Just chilling.
Another same Sony. We're sticking with Sony. This is like a Sony theme, actually.
We're basically
welcome to PS Nation, guys. That's what we're doing. That's if you haven't checked your online, if you haven't logged online for a while for your PS3, you might want to check that out and check out your messages because Sony sent out to some loyal fans a $10 gift.
Were there air quotes there? I think I heard air quotes.
I did.
I don't give a shit. I consider myself loyal now.
That's funny.
They just sent me $10.
That's audio. You got that shit.
Thank you.
And I did AR quotes again when I said got that shit. I got to stop doing that. No,
yeah, don't do
this.
That.
But Chris picks up on it. But it's actually really cool. You get this little message. It'll say, hey, thank you for being a loyal dude. Here's $10. And all I have to do is accept the attachment. Automatically brings you to PS Store. You don't even have to type in the code.
Code's already pre-filled.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah. I got my $10.
So you have no problems with this, Chris?
Hmm?
You have no problems with that?
Well, I do.
With
I
what?
Didn't get a fucking code.
I'm giving $10 to their loyal.
Well, my question is, what's your definition of loyal? You know, I don't get that because I mean
me because I got one.
Well, we don't know.
What
the
criteria
I got one too. You didn't get one, Travis?
Yeah.
Is the criteria that you had to have a PS3 when it was $600? I mean,
look, that's
Travis,
the thing.
You said you
that's
didn't
the thing.
Get one.
I did not get one, and I've had that motherfucker since day one.
Yes, I don't know what it is. I got one.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
I'm not a loyal customer.
I don't get what the criteria was then.
I'm guessing like maybe you spend X amount of dollars in the store or something puts you in that different tier.
I have not.
Travis, you're
loyal,
in PS Plus too, right?
Cool tier.
Yeah, I'm PS Plus.
Yeah,
I've
PS
had it from day
too.
One. Like I said,
yeah,
I called
it.
They don't like short people.
What I'm getting at here, I'm trying to troll Chris.
Why are you
because
trolling me?
If you guys don't remember, go back like a couple months ago when Microsoft did their anniversary thing and they sent out Microsoft points and they sent out these arcade edition consoles and Chris bitch saying, that's bullshit, why aren't they sending it to everybody? And I said, well, they're just sending it out to their loyalty, whatever, and he had a big issue with that. And I said, and I quote, someone will find this, I bet you if Sony does this, you won't even say boo.
No, I am saying boo because I think there's a lot of people that didn't get it that should have. Like
Travis
like John West, who's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
He spends more money than I do.
No shit,
yeah,
dude. He spends a lot
of money
in there.
That's what I mean.
He didn't get the $10. I'm like,
why could
didn't
be
you
random.
Get it? I don't know why I got it. But I mean, outside of that, I mean, $10 is a lot different than a fucking console, dude. Come on.
Well, no, they didn't just send out the console, dude. They sent out Microsoft points, too.
Oh,
so it was like they had like Microsoft points, and they also did with a few people they gave a console to random people that gave a console.
I just want a console that doesn't sound like a jet engine and has HDMI. That's all. I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
Don't try to turn this around,
character.
Chris. Don't try to turn this around. But no, that is fucked up.
It is, because I don't understand what they consider a loyal customer. So it's.
No, I have no problem with it. I think it's cool. I mean, it's better than nothing. Luckily,
I think they're awesome. I love I think PlayStation awesome. And
I think
Sony.
It's ironic that I get the $10 from Sony and I got nothing from Microsoft.
The last time I checked it, all of the PS3 exclusives that got reviewed in Game Informer were awfully high. Awfully high scores. I smell shenanigans, Mr. Racetrack.
No, I think
I'm
Jason
not smelling
got,
enough subscriptions from
Jason got the $10 because store. He posted a link to a different review on PS All Stars.
No, because he actually accessed fucking that Travis's be. Account because they game shared and then stole his $10 and applied it. Oh,
everybody got $2, basically. All five people got $2.
Sweet. That's kind of cool, though. I got my $10 there. I don't want to spend it on yet, but I'm definitely not going to spend it on something that's not transferable to PS4. But we'll get
and
that
you're
way.
Certainly not going to spend it on, you're not going to spend it on any Rock Band content after next week, after
no,
next month.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Rock Band's done. Yeah. That's kind of big news.
Oh, wait, not next month. April. Yeah, someone in our prediction show called that one.
Oh, really? Did they?
Yeah. They said that Rock Band was going to stop putting out content weekly.
Wow. I don't remember that.
Kind of the end of an era.
It is. What did they say? Like 200 and something weeks? I mean, it's been like 5 years that they've been, you know,
that was one of our favorite
content.
Games ever. Remember back in the day when we first started the show?
Yeah.
That was before Street Fighter came into everybody's
realm. Yeah, it
was
Rock Band.
That was like the go-to party game for everybody.
Yeah. We used to have Rock Band night at my house like every Friday for a while.
Then we get sick of that 360 engine. Jesus. Seriously, it really is an end of an era. They have so much content, but yeah, I mean, what are they going to be doing next?
Well, they're working on another game apparently, but I don't know what it is.
Dance Central 4.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, oh, God. Sadly, you're probably right, because that's what they've been doing lately, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this time it's going to come out on PS4 as well.
I was going to say now it's going to come out on both.
That would have been a bombshell last night.
All right, that's all the news, really. Unless anyone has something else to add, really.
As much of a good day it was for gamers yesterday, it's been a shitty day for the gaming industry today.
Yeah.
It's like four different companies got got downsized.
Yeah, IGN.
IGN,
downsized
lots of layoffs.
Well, it's all
IGN.
One
Up is completely gone now. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan Clements, who's been at IGN for 6 years, is gone. And he's one of the main face of IGN, like especially the PlayStation side of it. Like
he's one of my favorite. He was one of my favorite people from PlayStation Beyond.
Yeah,
and and that's sad to see him go. But the entire UGO. I mean, no one really went to it, but I mean, that's gone. GameSpy's gone. Jason, did you say Visceral Montreal? Because they got axed.
Oh yeah, EA got Visceral Montreal's gone.
Yeah, crazy.
That game's not even out yet. Army
this,
of
is
two,
what,
whatever.
This is what. This is what.
Why
my...
the fuck would they get rid of them before the goddamn game's out?
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
And this is another thing that blows my mind. You ready for this one? I read this one yesterday, the day of the Sony conference. The pieces of the team who did Black Ops 2 got laid off.
What?
Number one selling game of all time.
And they actually laid some people off from that.
They even laid people off on that. Made more money than any video game. Ever last year.
Wow.
Got laid off.
Okay, then there's no rhyme. I don't even know how to make an equation of that.
I don't get it.
That's even harder to make the equation of who the fuck got the $10 from Sony.
I kind of feel like a dick right now. So.
Maybe they have a new accountant or something, and the accountant's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say you do here?
All right, enough depression. Let's take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to talk about PS4, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and we'll talk about the question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back. It's time to wake up. We'll be right back. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
No, times Jeff, four. You welcome back.
No, Travis, welcome back, because he hasn't
been
here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Fuck that guy.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So we are talking about the PS4, which got announced for us last night.
The Quattro.
The Quattro. And what a conference it was, outside of the fact that it was 2 hours and it felt like it was like eight.
I didn't think that way. But,
really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was.
I guess it was just me.
It seemed like it went on like a half hour too long.
Half hour.
Yeah, I think it was half hour long. But, no, I mean, it was still a lot of really cool information. And I'm not sure how you guys want to go over it, but,
Well, let's start with specs. Okay. It's,
yeah.
I think it's way more powerful than I thought it was going to be.
It's nice.
I have to admit, I was pretty surprised at how powerful it was too.
Let's back up a second, seriously, because they didn't announce any specs aside from the RAM.
No, they said
until after. They basically said that it was going to be an x86 hardware architecture, but they didn't say
that
what
could
it was
mean
gonna
anything.
Be. And then you're absolutely right. The only actual number they gave us was 8 gigs of unified RAM.
Which is actually pretty huge.
Especially considering they're using the GDDR5, which is going to be super fast. So that was really cool.
Yeah. And at the end, oh, no, wait, guys, just wait. We're still using hard drives.
Yeah.
Did they say that at the conference or no?
He did. Like they had the top five list of things that in terms of like the infrastructure, like how it's built.
What?
And of course, we're still using hard drives.
Yeah. They're like supercharged PC architecture. Then they talked about x86. Huh. Then they talked about the GPU for a second. And then they said the RAM. And then they said local storage HDD. And
I don't remember that at all. I thought it was something that was clarified.
Point. Yeah, okay. Crazy Eyes was saying that.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was.
Crazy Eyes with like the Fila shoes and the fucking
untucked
shirt.
If he wasn't on stage, like knowingly being an employee of Sony, I would have thought he was a date rapist or something. Like,
no shit,
totally creepy.
The dude's like 47 years old, and still.
Yeah, and I'm very mad at the internet for not making a awesome GIF of him like looking at the crowd with his eyes. Like, he was super super creepy. Like, he had a lot of good stuff to say. Thank God he had a lot of good stuff to say, because like I was getting very uncomfortable just the way he was like looking at the crowd. Like,
he was creepy in the fact that it seemed like he did a lot of drugs and probably still does them.
Oh, he was peaking at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah, and wanted young girls to do drugs with him as well.
He's the guy who Carol Madness, right?
So kind of like cool, kind of creepy. Dude. Whatever.
Are we done with that?
He had great shoes.
But shoes.
I wouldn't have wore that shirt. I mean, unless it was the 90s. Anyway, let's move on. PS4.
So it was assumed, well, not assumed, but it was rumored that they were going to be using an AMD chip, and that it turned out to be true. They're going to be using an 8-core Jaguar codenamed AMD. It's a kind of sort of custom chip, but I mean, AMD has an 8-core CPU that they sell, so it's probably big time based on that. And then they have the big thing is that the chip is combined with the GPU, which is also an AMD Radeon GPU. So
yeah,
we'll see. We don't have any specs on exactly what it is, but chances are it's probably going to be pretty good. I would assume.
take it with a grain of salt. Sony's kind of famous, like with the PS3 and then the Vita, saying that it's going to have this kind of power. And then let's pump the brakes and go back a step just a little bit. I mean, they've done that before.
I don't want to say pump the brakes. They didn't say pump the brakes. It was developers that kind of said pump the brakes, because they're like, this is really hard to fucking program for.
We don't know what to do.
Yeah. It's like we have unlimited power, but I don't know how to access it.
Yeah, and I think that it seems like that they really tried to fix that in this one.
Yeah, no cell. They're going to a more PC. Yeah, basic.
They
PC
even
model.
Kind of made fun of the cell. The dude made fun
they
of
did.
The cell. Kind of.
Yeah, they
the
did.
Beginning,
yeah.
And now they finally went. They basically said they're basically going. They're doing what Microsoft did when they brought the 360. They're making it very PC friendly, and so like easy ports and go across like all platforms. And that's probably the best thing they could have done.
Yeah,
they're not
absolutely.
Being like. Use our shit because it's going to be the best. They're saying, no, use our shit because
it's going to be
easy to use. That's and right. It's going to be compatible with a lot really? Of other things.
That sounded like fucking hyperbole right there.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I know that they asked a lot of developers, you know, what they needed to fix. And, you know, the big thing on that list was, you know, the amount of RAM. Mm-hmm. And they did fix that, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the development tools are in place.
Apparently they are, though, because when they showed games running off of the hardware. Whereas when PS3 was unveiled, we didn't get that. We got pre-rendered videos.
They weren't the only
which
one.
Which is half
been
of this conference.
Was Killzone. Like,
which was
Watch
half
Dogs,
the conference, yeah.
Watch Dogs was shown, that's confirmed to be running on PC.
That's yes. best PC, but yeah. What was it, Twink or...
Or
Crank?
Yeah, seeing as that was the most
what
least
is
impressive
Knack?
Game I thought.
Knack, there it is.
Is that it? Knack you.
Vector
no, I mean,
Man Short?
I think that's it, right? Yeah, Knack. Yeah, Vector Man, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
But,
tech demo.
But the big one I'm really talking about is Killzone.
Yeah.
Now they didn't come out and say, hey, yeah, this is running on the actual hardware, but it was kind of assumed. But then again, I could be wrong. Since this is more like a PC-type game, this could be being developed on a PC, and they're just going to port it over to the PS4 later. We don't know.
That's what
but...
I mean. It might sound like hyperbole, but it's at least it's an x86, which I am not educated in this stuff, but everyone I've seen talk about it say that is a PC-based architecture.
Right.
So if it's not the cell. It's not something that they need to relearn when they're making these games. So still they might not provide the right tools, which... Apparently, they didn't do that well, like, good of a job when they did the PS3 either.
Right.
But I really think, like, this conference, if anything, had the exact opposite effect on me than when they did the presentation for the PS3. I came out of that PS3 one being like, oh, Sony, what the fuck are you doing? And I came out of this one being like, okay, my faith is back with you, Sony. I think you're on the right track. At least you're saying the right things. You're like the new guy who gets brought on the team in the trade and is like, I'm going to try hard. I'm going to play defense. It's all about team game. It's all about all shit. It's the shit that he could be lying, but at least he's saying.
He's saying the right thing.
It was something.
The one thing that I saw an article that Guerrilla was saying that what they have done, like the work that they've done on PS4, has been like from a cost perspective and a time perspective has been about the same, including learning the new architecture has been about the same as what they've put into the previous Killzone titles. So.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of encouraging.
That is encouraging.
It is, yeah.
And I mean, it's. They said that they have their team is a little bit bigger, but not much. Right. But yeah, they said that it's really not as bad as, especially considering, you know, what they said it's mostly art assets and stuff like that to because you're taking advantage of, you know, a more powerful a piece of hardware in order to get the fidelity that you're looking for. So they said that a lot of the additional resources are art assets. Or to create the art assets to create the game. So that was encouraging to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or rather, trying to figure out exactly what they can do and can't do.
Yeah.
I found it weird throughout the entire conference because during the speculation period of the last few weeks, when they were talking about specs and what kind of in what format the physical media is going to be on, you know, we were all kind of like, okay, well, they're going to stick with the Blu-ray format. That's going to stick with it. I felt it kind of weird, even though it's obvious that they're going to stick with it. I found it odd that they didn't bring up the term Blu-ray one time in the entire.
They didn't mention the optical drive at all.
At all.
Yeah.
It
was not
I found
even
it
mentioned.
Very weird.
They didn't even show it on their transition for, like, the evolution of.
No,
like,
it ended at DVD.
CD, DVD. They didn't
It didn't end up at Blu-ray. I thought that was very, very odd. That they were they're still so gung ho, and obviously Blu-ray will be going further. I mean, even when they even mentioned it today that, you know, even though the games won't be optimized for like the new 4K TVs that are coming out, all media playing on the PlayStation 4 will.
Right.
So, but they still. What's that?
Go ahead. I think it's just like 4K formatted. Media,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It'll still play. It won't actually be in 4K.
Any personal like video and photos and stuff like that. They said that was in 4K will run 4K. Will run via 4K.
But we'll get to this later. Anyway,
okay.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal because
nobody's going to have that kind of fucking hardware. One,
fuck no,
and two. I mean, they did release some of the specs like on the back of the box. You know what I mean? Like the output. And I mean, HDMI is not putting out 4K resolution, right?
No.
And right, and that's the thing. They would have to be able to they would have to be able to keep up with the advancement of HDMI in order to do that. So it's,
right.
it's really a question of whether or not. Now, I mean, it's possible that it's built in already because
well,
you know, there are 4K TVs right now. It's just
sure there are, but HDMI though has to be able to, even if they kind of like upgrade how HDMI is done. I think it's going to be pretty solid that it's going to stick through HDMI because it's a digital signal.
Right, but what I'm getting at is that
yeah.
is that the
and digital can
changes.
Be optimized, whereas analog had to be changed. Like it's.
But what I'm getting at is that the standard will change. I mean,
it will.
They'll have to change
oh, yeah.
the standard in order to for the increased bandwidth of 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. there are definitely incremental differences in HDMI as well.
Yeah.
You know, there are some cables that are just not created, you know, the same as others are.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens. But
yeah.
All right. Well, that's the tech spec. So I think we all probably agree that a little bit more powerful, at least what they say, than we expected. Because we all expect, remember, we're like, I think at least this shit for like $300. It's not going to be like a crazy jump.
Well, I didn't think that they were going to get to the level of like a high-end PC, and they did. I mean, granted, we don't know what the speed of the CPU and the GPU are.
Right.
But, we do, actually. I think it's like 1.78 teraflops or something like that.
Yeah, but that's not that doesn't give you like the frequency speed or anything like that either. I mean, yes, we know the amount of calculations that they're saying it will do,
right.
But that's still just a benchmark.
The fuck is a teraflop?
It's
bigger than you.
This is probably
a flop is a floating point operation. And
there we go.
In order
Thank
to
you.
Do a teraflop, it's
I'm down
know,
with
it's,
those.
It's like think about a terabyte. So
right.
it'd be that many floating point operations per second.
I'm just impressed that you actually knew what flop stood for. That's
yeah.
good on you.
I just thought flop was like cool sounding.
I was like,
I know.
I work in IT. I kind of have to know what it is.
Yeah.
I thought that's what people call
Guys, okay,
MMO
we're
going to
be creating
personally.
Science here. What's better than a giga? A tera? Good
don't
one. Let's
belly
do it.
Flop.
Let's get.
I'm going to say this again because I got lost.
2.5 belly
flop. I thought that's what people called the MMO.
What?
Tera.
Yeah.
Flop.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's supposed to be whatever. Anyway, I should have just left it the first time I said it.
So, the controller.
Controller looks pretty cool.
I like
lot
this controller.
Of,
I love it.
Yeah. Images were kind of leaked
yeah.
ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And
those
you know, the controller, which was a prototype, was kind of blocky. And people mm-hmm. were like, oh, this looks thick. Doesn't look comfortable. High-res pictures we got during the conference.
They're slick.
And
I like it.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it's a lot more contoured. They changed the...
They changed the triggers,
the analog
they changed
sticks.
The sticks,
yeah.
and
yep.
those are the two
and
big things
concave.
That I had.
For
know.
The yeah, for the better, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the concave,
this thing looks pretty sweet.
The concave thumbsticks and then the triggers were the big one for me. Like
yeah,
I love that with the Xbox 360, and I'm really
say,
happy
really
to have
Xbox 360 controller, just a different form and with the sticks being
mm-hmm.
Symmetrical.
It looks thicker than a normal DualShock.
And I'm fine with that.
Which I
yeah.
like. I like that.
I was playing What was I playing today? I was playing something on my PS3 and I was using the controller and I was figuring, what is it that I don't find that comfortable? It's the handles aren't long enough for my hands. It just feels small.
Oh, you want that, okay.
longer. And they,
you want
they
that
elongated
boomerang.
The handles now. And I'm like, that's awesome because it's going to feel way more comfortable for me.
Yeah.
And they've got like a grip surface on the bottom too. I noticed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the high-res screenshots, there's like a, I don't know, like a texture, like a weird like linear texture
mm-hmm.
to
right.
the grips. And I just worry that it's gonna trap a lot of like hand grease.
I was gonna
grease.
Say like
yeah.
fucking hand poop,
dirt.
And it's yeah. like I can't wait to fucking you know
clean that
buy
out.
One of these used and take a toothpick to those grooves and just like scrape
See,
out
but,
all
and,
the gunk nastiness.
See, I gotta wonder though, since you brought up buying it, how much is this thing gonna cost? I mean, if this thing's much more than $50-$60.
But the controller?
Yeah.
The controller?
I think
it'll
be the same as it is now.
It'll
be 50, 55?
It'll be about 50, 55. Yeah, it'll be the same.
I mean, well, it's got move in it.
Just to put the premium problem. Just to put the premium on the fact that it's new, it'll probably be 60.
Yeah, I guess with the addition of, like, the touchpad and...
Yeah, it's tough to say.
You know, with the touchpad, it still
but
has
it's no
the,
new tech. It's no new tech. It's stuff that we've had in the market At least, the touchpad.
But we haven't had a controller that had
it
all in one.
They can't make the controllers more modern than the games.
This is combined tech. So, new controllers right now are the cost of a game.
Right.
They're $50, $60. Yeah. I mean, that's the brand new retail. Right. This has touchscreen stuff. This is like Move controller support.
Which I don't know how that's going to work. I don't even know how using your controller as a Move controller, is that what they're trying to do?
Well, there's a light up top which emulates the PlayStation.
I don't understand why they want to do that when they already came out and said today in a roundtable that yes, your Move controllers will work, your DualShock 3s will not. That's what's kind of confusing me. Like, why put the motion support in there?
It's geared toward that stereoscopic.
Yeah, the Kinect scopic version.
Yeah.
Sony.
Okay.
There you go.
That wasn't a surprise. They basically brought out a camera that was basically a Kinect, pretty much.
Which they have not really gone into detail.
No, they just basically showed it.
It seems like it'll come with the system though. It'll just plug in like a Wii sensor bar or something. Yeah. Now the touchpad is something I want to touch on real quick. And
ouch.
So one of the things they mentioned going in, you know, cahoots with the touchpad on that is that the remote play is something they brought up for the PlayStation Vita. And that even in a roundtable today, they said that they're aiming for day one remote play support for their launch titles that come out. Now, the one thing that they mentioned specifically was the fact that you can play your PS4 games, or they want you to be able to play PS4 games
on
your Vita. If you're now, technically, it should work. It's basically like, you know, local on live, right?
Video.
It's local on live. Your system's going to be the server and your controller is going to be the client. And then that's what you would use you can basically use the touchscreen. So like, is that going to work backwards? Like, are you going to be able to play? It seems like that would be more realistic, being able to play your Vita game on the streaming to your PlayStation 4. And that's what you would need the touchscreen for with your controller. That's what it kind of seemed to me.
In theory,
that's what the touchscreen was for more Vita support. But I'm confused by that touchpad on the. I like the idea because I was
same
a fan.
Here.
Well,
it's they haven't really gone into throwaway, to be honest. Right now, I think it's going to be your select and start buttons, left and right side.
No, it's not, because the options button replaced the select and start button.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't know what the fuck it's there for, because I just hope that somebody doesn't do what they do with everything else and be like force developers for the launch games to use that for no reason.
They will
at all.
I honestly think that the touchpad is useless unless there's some sort of display behind it.
Well, yeah, and there isn't one.
Well, yeah.
So that's same with the Vita thing. Okay, this is a conference to unveil hardware. We all know that when they do this, about a third or a quarter of these features will never see the light of day, or two, not work as well as they think. And I think my two big ones this time that they announced that probably won't work the way they're supposed to, or will never ever happen. The Vita having remote play for everything, because even said in the conference, our goal is to have every game. If they can't make every game control wise anyway, obviously a Move game or something like that wouldn't work on the Vita. That's just going to be like, why would, and if this Vita doesn't sell well, why would the devs even bother trying to code that in there?
But that's the thing, if they do it, the devs won't have to. It would just be built in.
Well,
the
if they do it, exactly. But the fact that they said
our goal is to, that's
like, they didn't say every PS4 game that can't be. They said our goal is to have most PS4 games. Second one, Travis, you're going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, second one was they had the whole, the share thing's cool. So they have the share button on the controller where you can, basically it buffers, 30 seconds of a clip of a game playing, you hit the share button automatically, you name it, throws it up on your account, which is going to be like a revamp, like PSN, everything. Also Facebook, too. Yeah.
They mentioned Facebook.
That I think will work. Then they said
I'm
also
super
you can be
interested
playing a game.
In all of this.
Oh, me too.
Somebody could watch you play it. I think that'll work. Then they said, oh, also your friend can take control over the game.
Yeah, I think that's a little
That's
much.
The part I think isn't going to be in there or is not going to work very well.
And see, that's
possible.
That's kind of cool. Well, I like the idea that you can jump in. I just like the idea that you can actually jump in. Like, just if I wanted to, jump into one of Jeff's games. Like, say Dead Space 5 comes out in PS4. Mm-hmm. I'm calling it right now, Dead Space 5. Wait for it.
There you go.
And it comes out, and I don't pick it up because I'm not that interested in it, and Jeff picks it up. If I want to sit and watch Jeff start playing that game, I love the idea. The idea that I can actually jump into his game and watch him play.
Or even try it out. Be like, hey, man, you want to take control for like 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, he can try it out on his lonesome as well.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, just the fact that you can watch, you know, somebody else, you know, playing something. Like, you know, if somebody's like the top-ranked fucking DMC player in the world.
Oh, you want to see that.
You know? Mm-hmm. You want to watch them fucking play shit. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, things like Twitch and, you know, whatever. They're huge right now. And people like watching people play games, you know. Yeah. And it sounds ridiculous to other people, but... there's just as many, if not more, that say, you know, I just kind of want to watch really good people play games.
It's kind of a big deal. Spectating point. My point is the part where you can actually literally pass the controller virtually to somebody. Like, I can be at home and be like, Travis, I can't beat this boss. Beat him for me. Couple things come into mind. First of all, what's stopping people to play an entire game that somebody else owns?
Yeah, hey, Jeff, I want you to stay online because I got to finish up Metal Gear Rising.
I got to say, that's a non-issue.
It's like what is a non-issue? The finishing the game.
I mean, you're worried that somebody else is gonna be like, I don't want to buy this game, dude. I want to play Dead Space 5 on your system.
But it's the same thing as streaming. It's Gaikai. It's going through Gaikai. It's the same thing as you're doing if you're using OnLive or something like that. It'd be like if Travis got a game I don't have the money for it. He's like, hey, I'm just gonna leave my PlayStation. I'll load up the game, whatever, and you can play it
for a little bit. Same as the demo function. You know,
that's the thing. They didn't say that if there is going to be like a time limit. Yeah, that makes sense.
But Jeff, what would be the difference between that and just handing the game to your friend to borrow?
There isn't. Well, there's a big difference. Travis lives in Atlanta. I live in Toronto.
Well, right, but I mean, you're making it sound like this is a worry for them.
No, I'm not saying it's a worry. I'm giving reasons why I think this is actually one of the things that isn't going to actually come to fruition, or it's not going to work the way that they say it's going to work.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think they're going to sit there and be like, that's just asking for people to play games without paying money. That's what it's doing. Whether or not they're not going to come out and say, like, here, lend your games to people. This is basically saying, here, lend your games to people without leaving your fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't think they're going to want to do that. I don't think developers are going to want to do that. I don't think publishers are definitely not going to want to do that.
No.
And secondly, if they're going to carry over the whole trophy thing, I can't beat the last boss in Metal Gear Rising. I gave it to Travis. Beat it for me. Who gets the trophy?
Speaking of trophies, there's not a lot of things that are carrying over.
To the
PlayStation 4.
No, I think your account keeps the trophies.
Yeah, now your account will keep the trophies, and I do like the fact that you actually can create. Now you can keep like your normal screen name, but I like that the idea that you can just sign up as like you. So when I look around, I can just see Jeff Chorney playing, and it'll be more of like a Facebook-esque account. My question is, they brought up Facebook a lot, especially with the sharing your videos and bringing it over. And I'm curious of whether or not, like, are they going to really integrate it a little more hardcore, like you can integrate your Facebook account into it?
That would be a thing, too.
Because I know non-gamer friends aren't going to see my
I totally see it happening. Totally see it happening.
That's another thing.
I think it provides maybe more hooks. Like, you know, you can hook in your accounts. Like, you know, this is my login. This is my password.
Right.
This is the amount of shit that I want to share. I want to share, you know, the game that I'm playing.
Right.
Next level is I want to share, like, gameplay videos, shit like that.
Yeah.
I think it's going to provide, you know, more opportunity to post to Facebook. I don't think it's going to be overtaking your Facebook account, though, you know, unless you tell it to.
I mean, look at the PlayStation 4 is doing a lot of stuff that the PC does well, not just on a gaming front, but on just social interaction, infrastructure. Mm-hmm. On a social interacting level, like I see a lot of that. And what's big on PC right now? Hey, you don't want to make another account on this website that you want to sign up for? Log in with your Facebook. You don't have to do that anymore. Like, I see that happening with the PlayStation 4. I think it's a possibility in the future. I don't think it's outside of the realm of the possibility.
Yeah. Okay. It looks good on paper, for sure. But then again, so did PlayStation Home. Like that was supposed to be this big
thing. I don't think that ever looked.
And that's why this conference sucked, man. No mention of fucking PlayStation.
No mention of Home 2, Beta 2.
Home 2?
What?
No, yeah, no, I'm just trying to take that stuff with a grain of salt. Because, I mean, the biggest thing they have to prove people on is to get the software shit down and the OS down and all that stuff, like the social aspect. They need to nail that. Because they know Microsoft, whether or not they can meet the same tech that they showed, they're going to have that stuff down. So it's like, they need to prove to people that they've improved there. Yeah. And I think they, again, said the right things. It looks very, very good on paper.
Yeah. Very, very good. I like the conference overall. I came out pretty hype over this thing. Like, I kind of want one of these, but when in retrospect, when I'm looking back at it and I'm reading about these things on this round table they did this morning, I'm more or less concerned about the
table.
I'm more concerned about the omissions. You know, like
before we get to the omissions, let's go with what they actually said first. So
this is still kind of on topic with a lot of going into the things like no mention of, like, they didn't even mention that the PS3 games are going to be completely incompatible. The PSN games, which is beyond me, not compatible with the PS4. I can't fathom
implied that, though, when they said that, you know,
they kind of implied that when they started talking about
the Gaikai
stuff. Yeah.
Right. Right. But, yeah, because it's a whole different.
Also said today that PS3 discs and nothing will transfer over. So that mean you have to rebuy everything that you already bought?
Well, I'm sure they'll have something that will allow you to, like, for when they do, like, the cloud streaming, they've got to have something that's going
to
let
They have to have something.
I really thought that when I bought my fucking PS Vita that I'd be able to transfer all of my fucking PSP shit.
Exactly.
In the end,
it's a business, and they're going to do the best thing that's for the company.
Well, they said, Jason, what did you say? You were able to or weren't able to?
No, I was hoping that I would be able to, but that certainly was not the case.
Yeah, because they came out today and said any purchase you made on the PSN on PS3 will not be transferable to PS4.
Right.
Right, and that's just because the game was built on
add-ons too. So
it was built on
disc,
different architecture.
Well,
makes sense. But
yeah, it does totally make sense. But it does. It's kind of a bummer.
No, absolutely, it sucks.
It is a bummer on a couple of fronts too. One, I mean, you have to hold on to your PS3, which I love my PS3, but you have to hold on to it. You have to hold on to it in your same entertainment center that your PS4 is sitting under. It's kind of clunky to have both your previous generation console and your current
first
generation
world problems.
Right. It's
I didn't get my $10 from Sony.
Well, the one thing I will say is that if they wanted to do a backwards compatibility using the Gaikai stuff, I mean, they could easily make it so that you put the disc into the drive and it reads it and it knows what the game is and it can stream that particular game for
but
you.
Then,
exactly.
Then
but then
technically,
the problem comes in, what
you can go
DLC?
To GameStop and buy a game and then return it immediately and get your full refund
back. No,
right?
No, you can't because
you
would
have
to have
the disc
in the drive in order to stream it.
At all times.
Yeah. But then...
But then the problem comes up.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Defeats purpose, yeah. Like,
why does it defeat the purpose?
You want backwards compatibility. That's how they would do
it. Yeah, if it ran from the system, you'd have to keep your disc anyway.
Right.
Okay, yeah, then that's
right, fine. But not the system. I don't want to have to run it in the old system in order to play it on the new.
That's another HDMI.
No.
I'm saying you put the disc into the PS4 and it reads the disc and it streams the game that you put in.
Something has to process that fucking disc.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Why
wouldn't they just have,
you
know, the backwards
compatibility?
But this was why I was concerned about them not mentioning Blu-ray. How the hell is there going to be a Blu-ray drive in there and I cannot use my fucking Blu-ray game?
That's a valid point because, I mean, I don't see what the difference is between putting your disc in the PS4 to actually play the disc on your PS4 or putting in your disc for your PS4 to basically say, oh, you actually have the disc in your PS4.
Because
now
something has
to
run that fucking game. Seriously. I mean, so we know backwards compatibility is not working back up. It's not working on, like, current PS3s for old PS2 games, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they can't emulate the hardware.
It cannot emulate the fucking hardware. And if they don't have that capability in the new PS4, popping in a disc is
it's
just going to say, okay.
It's streaming. Gaikai
is going to stream it.
All
the PS4 has to do is read the disc and know, okay, you are playing fucking...
Yeah, so it's not the hardware.
And Metal Gear Rising. And it'll stream Metal Gear Rising to you because it knows that the disc is Metal Gear Rising.
Exactly.
But then technically, though, you can go to GameStop, buy that game.
But you still have to have the disc in there. It's got to be.
I know. Play it, beat it, and return it within 7 days. You got a full fucking refund. You didn't have to spend a dime on that game.
So what stops you from doing that right now?
Also, subscribe to Game Informer.
What stops you? No. While you're there. What stops you from doing
that
right now?
Nothing stops me from doing
that. So what's
that
the difference?
But they're not going to implement it into. They're not going to implement that into their system and say, "Hey guys, come and get it," and even entice it more.
They're
going to say, "Keep your fucking PlayStation." They're going to say, "Keep your fucking PlayStation 3 if you want to play your PlayStation 3 games," which is bullshit because hey, I'm running onto HDMI ports, bitches.
that's another problem. We'll get there at Inna's questions for sure. But yeah,
any motherfucker
totally,
that tells me, "Hey, come and get it," I'm all for.
I don't know. I think that's a good way to do it, that way. But then the question comes up, even if you do, if they did the whole, read the disc, that gives you access to stream it from Gaikai, pardon me, or whatever, then the fact that nothing transfers over from PSN on PS3, you have no access to any of the DLC stuff that you ever bought from it.
Yeah. I don't understand how arcade games don't
transfer. That's not necessarily true.
It's 100% true. They came out and said nothing that you bought on PSN.
But they also said that if you did buy something from PSN, they could make that available to you through the Gaikai service.
Can I just interject?
They said that it's possible. They haven't determined if
they said it's possible, but they didn't say it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, but it is possible.
It's all,
I need to kind of sum things up in that I'm pissed off about this conference because there are so many fucking questions that are unanswered.
No problem with that.
We have no fucking idea what the hell is coming.
It's
like
so
this entire
early.
Conference was like so fucking high concept. It's like this is the shit that we'd like to do. We don't want to, you know, like get in between you and your game, but at the same time, we want to put fucking everything between you and your fucking game. And Jesus Christ!
it's a reveal. Like this is like I was happy that
what
everyone's
the
saying
fuck
they didn't
did
show
they reveal?
A console.
Seriously.
But I was happy. Okay, everyone's like, "Oh, they didn't show the console." You know what? I'd rather them show a bunch of like some games, some gameplay.
True.
Features gonna have and no console. Then, hey, here's the PS4, and we're gonna have this as here's a bunch of CG trailers.
I don't know why that's a big deal because I mean, Nintendo did that with both of their last two systems. Why is that a big deal?
Who gives a fuck about what the console?
Who cares about the box?
Yeah, it's going to be black.
I kind of do, man.
There's going to be some blue on it. It's going to play our games.
It's
got to
be sexy.
It's going to be a box, and you're going to be able to insert a disc. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. And, okay, it's probably going to be – it'd be awesome if it's actually a big black fucking cube. It's going to be awesome. I don't care.
Whatever.
But it's like I don't see what people wanted more out of it because it's February, and most of these reveals don't happen until later in the year. And I think they actually showed – a lot more than I was expecting personally.
They did. They did kind of like announce a lot, especially a lot earlier because this stuff doesn't. What's the usual MO for these companies? They announce at E3 and don't release until like next year.
A year later. Yeah.
So I mean, this is jumping the gun a little bit.
Thing. Yeah. This is. Oh. I don't know.
I see nothing wrong with it.
What concrete shit did we get out of this? Not a lot.
I think the concrete thing we got is that it's going to keep up with
holiday
PCs.
Holiday 2013. Concrete. Write it down.
That's awesome. That's great. And I'm glad that they wanted everybody to fucking fly out to this fucking event and sit down for like 2+ hours.
Okay.
I would have fucking done it. This shit gets me fucking wet.
I did like it too. It was like an early E3. I really enjoyed staying up and, you know, watching it. But we're kind of getting negative on it because there is some things to get negative about. There's some worries, and especially when you're podcasting about it, it's very easy to just focus on the things that you're concerned about. But like I said just previously, I am overall happy with what we got, especially so early. I mean, there's got to be more news coming out. There's got to be some more interesting things.
Of course
things.
They will.
I mean,
it's February. They have three.
We got more news
and
more specs coming out of the wrap up press releases. The sites that actually, you know, questioned Sony and said, okay, what about this? What about that?
Right.
I got more info out of the the after event shit than I did during
the
event.
The round table stuff that came out this morning was That's where all the bad stuff started.
That's where most of the nitty-gritty shit came. But it shouldn't be looked at as bad. It should be stuff that is unanswered and still would be like, I don't know. There's some bad. Yeah, I think the worst thing is the backwards compatible thing, because we all talked about this like before. We said that one of the big things they have to nail with the next gen is that everything has to be 100% backwards compatible, because so many people put so much money into this generation. It's been running for fucking like 7-8 years. It's been like, what, 7 years? Jesus. Fuck.
And this is still not like a huge jump forward. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
I don't know, it looks
pretty good to me.
It looks pretty good. It looks
Killzone,
all right.
Killzone, but, okay, they showed Killzone, what's it called? What was
I'm super happy that you guys love particle effects. I give no fucks.
Well, no, I don't care about the particle effects. I'm saying when I saw the trailer for Killzone, Shadowfall, or whatever, that looked like...
I know, it's a new color palette, PC, right? I don't give a shit.
Well,
this is not a huge... No. This is not a huge jump. It's not like a fucking PS1 to PS2 or PS2 to PS3. This is a fucking PS3.5.
I disagree with that. So much.
Guys, outside of that, it doesn't need to be. How much farther can we go?
Guys,
I don't think it looks as good as Crysis an additional $500-$600 for like some additional particle effects or, you know, new shaders or something.
I think it looks a lot better.
That's great.
Like, Killzone Shadowfall looks way fucking better than Killzone 3.
Like, when David Cage came out and said, hey, Heavy Rain had characters with 20,000 polygons, the PS4 is going to have 30,000, I shut my computer off. I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done.
They didn't say the PS4 had 30,000.
I think it's going to be a jump. Because consoles do so much more with the resources they have. And, okay, Watch Dogs, again, terrible fucking example, because they admitted that was running on a PC.
Yes.
So it can't really bring that up. But
that game looks so good!
It does! I need
it. It does look good.
And that's all that I get.
Unreal apparently was running on the tech, the Unreal 4, and I guess they did that to prove that, hey, we can do Unreal this time, guys.
Well, no, they did that last time, too, remember?
Yeah, I didn't.
And what's up with all these fucking games saying, hey, we're releasing us on PS3 and PS4?
Well,
gotta go with the install base, first, man. Gotta make money.
But, like, put some fucking, balls behind your new product that you want to put out. Here's my dilemma. Okay, I want Watch Dogs really, really badly. But if I know it's coming out on PS3 and the fucking PS4, but I have to wait 3 or 4 months for the PS4 version to come out or something like that, if it comes out a little bit longer, that's going to piss me off. I want to play the ultimate version of the game because it's a big open world game. You know, obviously it's going to run better on the PS4.
Like, so wait, you fucking vagina.
How much better? Seriously.
It'll look a lot better.
I would imagine it would be like playing Far Cry on the PlayStation 3 to the PC, which is a huge difference.
You can say
you don't like particle effects, but it is a huge difference. It's a stark contrast between those two games, and I think that would be similar for
a game like Watch Dogs. It's a huge superficial difference.
No,
it's superficial, it makes a big difference in your overall like enjoyment. Enjoyment of the game. Like, let's put it this way, they didn't show anything that was an innovation of gaming at all.
Jason, where are you going with this? I don't know why this is a thing.
I'm upset, damn it.
Why? Why are you upset?
Because Ono went out there and didn't announce Street Fighter V. I was
fucking
pissed.
I'm not speaking about Street Fighter. Fuck you.
I was pissed. I heard Ono was on there. Jason shut off the conference at that point.
No.
Hey, but at least the dude from Square Enix came out and said, there's going to be a Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Oh, thank
you for showing the same fucking video that we saw back at E3. Thank you so much.
Okay, that was bullshit. I don't even trust Square Enix. The only time I ever trust Square Enix is when it's one of their fucking North American developers that are announcing a game. That's it.
North
America has no fucking power. They have no say in anything.
Well, not in Square Enix.
Did you not say Tomb Raider's awesome? Or that you would do her?
That's not North America. That's actually Europe.
One of their developers outside of Japan. Let me rephrase that.
They're also just publishing it, though.
That's exactly.
Big difference. So Chris asked what my big beef here is, and my big beef actually is this does not seem like a huge fucking jump forward. We did not see a lot of things, actually. You know, we didn't see the hardware. We didn't see the price, you know. We didn't see anything more than theory.
It's a little, you know, early, I mean, for price, though.
Yeah,
price, yeah, I did not expect to see the price.
A little early for price.
I didn't see. I didn't expect the price.
They're not done with the system either right now. They have to finish. They have to finish the hardware before announcing.
God, then why have this huge fucking announcement? You know,
how is this different?
I can't think of a single console reveal that said the price the same time.
It is. It is very, very easy why they did this. They had. They felt like they had to get the jump on Microsoft.
Microsoft, right?
And that's also my part B is, you know, this entire conference seemed like it was a rush job. Like they had to beat Microsoft out of the gate.
Really?
And yeah, seriously, it was a race to see who could actually announce their shit next and put the pressure on the competitor.
If it was a rush job, I would say I got to give Sony credit because it didn't look like a rush. I thought if it was like, guys, let's get on, we got to release this as fast as possible. If that was the situation, they hit it very well for me because it looked very well planned.
Yeah, they came out and said, they even said, they ate some crow, like, listen, we changed gaming, then we tried to change gamers, that didn't work, now gamers actually made us focus on what they want.
And here's our next theory, here's our next fucking...
Well, dude, we hope still this got, is what I mean, they it's got Blizzard be. On board. Well, I mean, everyone's got Blizzard on board.
Thank you,
got, like,
Blizzard, yes, with the same game that's been running on the fucking hardware for God knows how long.
Well, that's not the point.
They
though.
Added
the
couch
co-op.
That that's
like,
great.
This is
yeah,
like,
couch co-op would be the shit in Diablo.
This is like a PC-centric developer that's going to be developing. Honestly, it's probably going to come out for everything, but it's still a big, I think it's a big thing for them. And Bungie showing the first, I guess,
gameplay
Destiny
yeah.
That's
which they
good.
Showed off. Well, okay, all right. There was the small amount of like gameplay footage
but it's still
or whatever. It was something that was announced.
10-year legacy with Microsoft, and they're like,
"That's beautiful." Yes, okay. Bungie is now multi-platform. That's great. That has nothing to do with Sony, though.
Well, I think it has a little bit to do with
Sony.
It
does now.
I don't think Sony had anything to do with the development.
You can download
of
a game
Destiny.
And play it at the same time. That's awesome. So you can start downloading a game, let it buffer, and you can start playing it while it's downloading.
That's pretty sweet. But here's the deal:
I think that shit is pretty cool.
I've been bringing up the fact that that they're doing a lot of things that the PC does. Steam's been doing a lot of that shit already, though. Like the play
Definitely.
While it's downloading
this
thing.
Is,
I
this
mean,
is
it's,
new for consoles. This is pretty
but
awesome.
it's not like they're inventing the wheel. This is something that Steam does well. That
oh, I've never been able to play a game on Steam while downloading.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't know you could do that.
You can do that.
I don't think you can. You can with patches and stuff. You can not while downloading the game. You can download a patch of stuff, and it'll be like, "Hey!" And at this point, you can play it, but not while downloading the actual game.
If you go to the main menu, you can play some games. Yeah.
Well, really? Fucking A. If I can fucking download a game while playing one and installing another patch, then make mine PS4
dedicated chip to it too.
I don't give a fuck. I just seriously, I just want my fucking games. I don't give a shit about these.
And
fucking
you'll get that. It's early. I don't see why people are complaining about. They didn't show games. They didn't show this. Like it's so early. Like just announce like the basic stuff to get it out there. And like I said, there's
I know, and
three
it's more. It's more fucking teaser than it is fucking substance.
Oh yeah,
that's fine. That is fine. It's a
that's
teaser.
Not
I think it's a
fine.
Teaser with
substance. That was kind of expected though.
Yeah,
you expect Jesus more. You expect it's February. Jeff said it. It's February. You expect more of a teaser thing.
I don't
you
give know, a fuck what month it is.
That's
going to
set us
a huge
up.
Fucking, when they were making a huge fucking
now in fall.
Look,
three.
The surprise.
You know what? Cut out this fucking conference.
The surprise announcement's already out. The surprise announcement's already out. So that means now we'll get hopefully E3 will get our substance. There's no and here
what
it is.
Surprise
that's
what
I think it's going to be.
Hopefully, what
be
fucking surprises did you fucking encounter during this press conference?
What
oh,
surprises?
It's actually officially named PlayStation 4.
Dude, all of the Gaikai shit.
The Gaikai stuff's huge.
Gaikai would no fuck that. Gaikai was purchased how many fucking
years
ago?
Yeah, but what they're
like
doing with Gaikai was a surprise,
it, yeah.
Jason.
Is exactly what Gaikai was intended for.
Technically, we don't really know what Gaikai is being used for because it's not going to be streaming PS3 games right away. So technically, we don't even know what that's for right now. But
I'm out.
Well, the Gaikai stuff has a lot to do with the remote play and everything there, so they're all working on that kind of stuff as well as I'm spilling drinks.
That won't work with remote. Remote play works from your PS4 to your Vita. That won't have anything to do with Gaikai.
No, they're
no.
I
it's
think they have a hand. They have a hand in getting the technology to work.
It's going to be a streamed.
Yeah, but wouldn't it only be whatever your connection is between your Vita and your PS4?
Yeah, but it better be fucking good since it's right there.
Yeah.
But it's going to be either it's going to be Wi-Fi. That's what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't see why Gaikai would have anything to do with making that better.
It's just the software that behind what pushes the video.
Yeah, technically making the system
look... Hey, Infamous! Dude, they showed I know it's CG, but they showed a trailer for Infamous. That got me a little bit wet.
I'm excited.
That was really cool.
Me too.
It looks. It lets us know that the evil version of... I don't know. What version of the ending would be the...
Neither. This is a new conduit.
It's a new one.
This is not Cole.
It's a new protagonist.
I know it's a new protagonist, but it has
totally
to
hipster,
come.
Too, looking guy.
But it comes off of the... I thought he looked kind of Asian.
No, I think this is a different power. American. It's not the electricity power.
I understand it is not Cole. I know it even takes place
not
like
Cole.
It takes place like 10 years after fucking Infamous 2.
Infamous 2.
But, like, it has to come off of some sort of ending.
It's going to be he's another guy who has what's it called?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Travis, but yeah. I don't have an answer for that at all. So.
Yeah, who knows?
That was my question. Like at the end, when I saw both endings, I'm like, how can you do an Infamous game either way?
Yeah,
like,
that's a good question.
I'm kind of crossing my fingers after that point. Yeah, I'm kind of crossing my fingers and hoping this is just
kind
of like
after. You sure it's after?
It's after.
100%.
It is confirmed like 7 to 10 years after the events.
Well, maybe some other shit happened.
But here's the weird thing. It's obviously being taken place in a real city this time instead of like a fake city.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Which is weird. We're talking about not big jumps. I'm sorry, but fucking Drive Club, when I first saw the apparent in-game footage of that game, I thought it was full motion video of somebody in a car. That looked fucking ridiculously good.
It looked good. Well, the problem was, like, you have to look at a video afterwards because it's, the stream was so bad. Well,
that's what I'm saying. The stream's so bad and it still looked really good.
But looking back at that in HD, because there's some websites that have the video, embedded in their site, and it is, that Drive Club, the only driving games I really like, it has to be, like, Super Sim, oddly enough. So, like, Forza was an awesome one for me. Yeah. So Drive Club's really right up my alley. I like the idea of that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. One of the things that impressed me the most, and I'm not sure if it was, you know, I don't think it was run in real time or anything like that, but when they showed off, when Capcom showed off Deep Down.
Oh, yeah.
Can we say that's Dragon Dogma 2?
It seems like it, didn't it?
Pretty sure.
But one of the things that really got me was when at the very end of that trailer where, he was holding the shield out and the fire was hitting the shield and it looked like it was melting the shield.
That was awesome.
I mean, the question I have is, can you really get it to do that? Because that was pretty awesome.
That's the big thing. What's smoke and mirrors? What can
What are you showing just to show it, like, and what are you actually going to be able to do?
Like, we had this whole conversation about the whole 60 frames, next gen, all over, and Guerrilla came out again today. Might have been part of the roundtable when Sony mentioned it, that their target frames per second for Killzone Shadowfall is 30.
Really?
So that's what they're aiming. They're like hoping to lock it at 30. Well, it's like that's understandable.
Yeah, it's probably 1080p 30.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Yeah,
I would think.
Totally. Yeah, I think. Oh, I would think so too. It'd probably make that jump, but I don't know. I was a little impressed. Look at the PS3 4, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm back on the PS. Fanboy wagon thing.
You're on the fan wagon.
The fan wagon.
I'm on the fan wagon. I like it. I walked away from this being pleasantly surprised and
me
being
too.
Like, fucking come on, fall, day one. Yeah, they didn't show a lot of shitload of gameplay, didn't go through crazy features, but it's February. It's not coming out for another fucking
time. I'm sorry. I thought the entire share piece was really cool. I loved that.
I like that too. I think it was
rumored, but when they came out and confirmed it, I was like, that's really, really cool.
So. I think especially with all this early announcement out of the way, it's really going to make E3 really potent for
And that's the thing. I think, it's like they got the hardware announcement out of the way and now they can focus on games for the other.
And Microsoft's thing is going to be probably within the next month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to get them out before that shit.
Either that or they'll just do it at GDC.
No, Microsoft did their own thing. They both
specifically said they want to have a standalone conference.
Oh, yeah. They've always
done
that.
Yeah.
They'll do their own standalone thing too. But the ball really is in Microsoft's court, because like if they're like, I'm not sure if they have people like talking to each other from like, hey, I'm my buddy at Sony and my buddy at MS, they're talking to each other being like, we're gonna have this and this. But if Microsoft was thinking the way we were, that this gen isn't gonna be like crazy tech and a big leap. And I think, I really do think that the PS4 is going to be pretty much like a beast of a machine. And Microsoft wasn't thinking that. They might be scared right now. They'll be like, oh shit, we totally undershot this. So, especially with the RAM, the GDDR RAM, yeah, or whatever.
GDDR5.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So. Yeah.
Well, now we're really speculating though, so.
Oh, exactly. This is all just like fucking like whatever. So that's why I can't wait.
That's
I
all we can do is based off
conference.
Of, you know. What,
yeah,
what,
I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be like, I don't know. I think this next generation is going to be just as interesting as this one. And I think it's going to start off at a much better, it's not going to be like, and there goes 360, and here comes PS3 from behind. This is going to be more like, ready, set, go. And no one gives two fucks about the Wii U. That's weird.
That's, well, yeah, that, no one gives two fucks about the Wii U right now.
So. It's, I think it's,
and
I think,
another thing. Sorry, I'm back.
Sorry.
But,
no, another thing?
No, I think he was just.
I have no idea.
Alright.
He just came in from refilling his
I'm
drink.
Calmer now.
I'm trying to think. Sleep mode? That's kind of cool.
That, you know, I'm surprised it took that long to get that. They should have had that in the PS3. Because the PSP did that already. And that came out before the PS3 did.
The DS did it. I'm pretty sure the Game Boy Advance did it.
Game Boy Advance didn't do it, no.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that shit out there.
Yeah. But yeah, DS
just like
did
anything
it.
With a lid did that.
Yeah, so I'm actually surprised it took them that long to do it. But, yeah, it's really cool that they did that, finally.
I feel like we're missing something really big before I hit emails.
I'm trying to look through this article that I've had pulled up, and, you know, they were talking about, like, personalization and actually downloading games before you buy them. I don't want you to do that, so just don't. You know, I'll just turn that shit off.
Download them before you buy
really?
Them?
Really?
Yeah, like, they say that we want to anticipate what game you're going to buy next and have it already downloaded on your system before you even purchase
it.
I'm like, you know
what?
I don't want you to do
that.
I don't want you to do that. Yeah, they did say
that. I thought
they
were just saying, like, it's like an Amazon Steam, like, it was, like, recommended for you.
They want to personalize your, you know, your experience, but they also want you to turn that off.
It has to have a way.
It's not
to
a huge
off.
Push.
There's no way that's going to be, that's going to be on all the time. They did come out and say that they're not blocking used games, so that was good.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's big. That was a huge rumor and a concern among a lot of people.
Before we go to emails and stuff, projected any price now that we know vaguely what
I'm still I'm still holding on to my $400 price point.
$399?
Okay.
I still think that there is going to be a $399 version.
Base model.
Like
base model. Base model? Okay, I could see $399 base, but I was thinking more of $499.
Yeah.
I was thinking
$499
as well, actually. Yeah. I think, and I'd be happy with that, to be honest. Like, PS3 was $599?
Yep. Yeah, the 60 gig model was $599.
Yeah, and 360 was $499. Like, this exceeded my expectations of what the hardware is going to be. I think $499 is probably realistic. If they go lower than that, then that's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a couple different SKUs, and there's going to be a premium that a lot of the Wii U. It's like, you know, nobody wants that white one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to want that black one.
Yeah.
And that's the real price, I guess.
Yeah.
Also,
not to mention, you know,
let's just make the speculation that there's a $399 and a $499 version. The $399 version is going to be so stripped down that it's going to make more sense for you to get the $499 version.
Yeah.
Just like the Wii U right now. So.
What are they going to strip down though?
The hard drive can be stripped down. You know what? It's like outside of that, there's really not much they can do. They're not gonna do the bullshit that they pulled last time and say, oh, this one has two USB ports and this one has four.
Yeah.
And this one has a card reader and this one doesn't.
I think they are gonna incorporate a lot of those features into PS Plus subscriptions.
And that's fine.
I think that's fine too.
Oh,
totally
I
fine.
See what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, it's gonna be like, you can share stuff, but only if you have PS Plus. Or
right.
You can play your friend's game, beat them up, and whatever. If you
they have a share button on the controller. That's
I know.
So weird.
That hey man, you have a guide button on your Xbox. Doesn't mean you have access to everything on Xbox Live. It's just Yeah, I think it's smart for them to do that, because as long as they keep the online free, they have to have something. Like, I think they're looking at Microsoft being like, you motherfuckers, you guys are getting literally millions upon millions of dollars every year for pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
We need to capitalize on that.
Yeah, they didn't even mention PS Plus at all last night either.
Yeah, so I think it's like, yeah, you're getting free games here and there, but I think they're going to put a lot of these features in PS Plus. You still be able to play your games on PS4 online for free if you don't have it, but I think a lot of these cool features that we've been talking about are going to be included in PS Plus.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that, especially if it's only $49.99 or whatever the fuck it is.
PS Plus has been fucking amazing.
Awesome.
Like, I was so against that when I first heard about it. But
until I picked up really... Vanquish for free this week.
I did a total 180 on that thing, man. Yeah. After this fall, it was around that time.
Yep.
I love my Vita because of PS Plus. Thanks, Sony, and thanks for that $10.
Did anybody give a shit about Jonathan Blow's game?
Who gives a fuck about
Jonathan Blow? His pretentious ass statement.
Yes. God, he just... Ugh.
Oh, we'll see if my game doesn't go with all these explosions going on everywhere. I was like, how do you follow
all those explosions?
How about you like just fucking leave? Indie hipster, like buzzword personified.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I gotta admit that, you know, when I saw The Witness, I was like, meh. So.
Meh. Well, I saw that when I saw Braid. I don't care. I don't get that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna backpedal. I think David Cage is more of a douche than.
No,
Jonathan
fuck
Blow.
That. I love David Cage.
Fuck that guy, dude.
He suffers from taking his job a little too seriously and trying to be more artistic than what he is. I don't think he's a douche whatsoever. He never talks about and praises his own work like Jonathan Blow does. But he does. He's more Peter Molyneux than anything. And Molyneux was never a douche. He was just kind of like He just overpromised, which David Cage never really did. He kind of delivers. So I like David Cage.
I'm going to agree
to disagree.
Like
you don't like foreigners, okay?
Agree to disagree.
You call me racist.
I think the biggest... Why is David Cage, like, not white?
Oh, he's white. He's
he's French.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, then hey, hate him as much as you want.
Jeff hates them French.
I'm just kidding. I think the biggest douche the whole night was the guy from Sucker Punch. Fucking promoting that shit when he's like, I got arrested once for standing up for my cause. I'm like, oh my god, this guy, are you serious?
That was rough, yeah.
That was really bad. I was like, this guy.
Don't you hate your Second Amendment rights being trampled on by this Obama guy?
How fucking ironic is it that's like, oh my god, if I can't stand all these cameras, they're always looking at me, but the PlayStation 4 is going to be tracking everything you do.
I know, I was getting kind of freaked out. Dude, just come out and say, hey, it's Infamous 3. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just do your shit, dude. This isn't the Golden Globes. It's a fucking Sony press conference. Say, hey, look, we got a good game. We're excited about it. Infamous 3 right in your ass. That's
there you go.
Just do that.
Wow.
I don't want David Cage in my ass.
We're talking about Infamous, not David Cage.
David Cage is a douche.
But he makes really good games. Movies/ games.
Yeah. I've played Heavy Rain. I know what's up.
Anyway. I watched it. Hey, now I can watch you play that, Travis.
All right, well, we got some emails, so let's get those out of the way.
Who wants
to? We got 6 emails, so who wants to start?
Hey, I can go.
Oh, there you go. Go for it.
Go for it, man.
Done. I just elbowed my way in.
You did.
Hey,
that.
Guys, this is from Jeff with a J. He says, "So PS4A, more like PS Snore."
Oh.
That it wasn't funnier?
He got
seemed
me.
Like it was.
He got me. No, that was really funny. I was just away from my mic.
No, I'm kidding. But seriously, I do admit that overall, what was shown to us in that really, really long 2 hours inevitably didn't do much to get me excited. Yes, a lot of what they showed was impressive. The controller is pretty cool, I guess. But 90% of it was features I will probably never use. The 15-minute capture seems interesting, but will probably result in 157 million videos taken of boring Call of Duty kills.
Mm-hmm.
However, as long as I can ignore the overwhelming filler, it would be neat to see some really legitimately cool freak moments from people that would normally have never been seen beyond the player.
I agree.
Yeah.
Most of the games they showed didn't do anything for me either, except Killzone, which rumor has it is actually real footage.
Weird.
They were playing the game, right?
Yeah. They kind of had to after last.
Yeah, that's true.
And did they like share it like on Facebook or something?
Yeah, they put it to their Facebook page. Like right
think,
at the end of the demo.
I think Gaff, like, because they're jerks, they took a look at the footage that was posted, and it didn't match up with what was supposedly recorded or something.
Oh, whatever.
Welcome to NeoGAF, the community with gamers that have entirely too much time on their hands.
I agree. I'm a fan of those games, so that looked great. Watch Dogs was devastating, though. What? I was so pumped after that E3 video, and then watching the footage last night just killed all my excitement.
Really?
Disagree.
I can't even figure out why. But it just looked like a boring sandbox game.
Nope.
Ooh. But maybe that will change back in time. As I expected, the difference in visuals for these next-gen games are far from the leap that the PS2 to the PS3 was. But they look nice nonetheless.
What?
Well, here's the thing about... All right. Here's the thing about the visual jump. I understand saying that there's not as much of a visual jump. Because there, like, things don't look much better. But there's a lot more of shit going on.
Well, it's not
it's
even
like
that.
They have so much more power to work on effects and stuff like that.
Don't compare, like, Killzone Shadowfall to... Crisis 3, compare Killzone
to
Shadowfall
Zone
to Resistance 1.
That makes more sense.
Like another launch title for PS3, and it's freaking light years. Like, to think that that we've been in the thing now for, what, 7 years? Like, 8 years for 360, 7 for
PS3?
On
our 8th year for 360. Yeah,
sure. Exactly. Yep. Like, one day, the Killzone footage is going to look like shit. That's crazy. Yeah.
Why is it fair to compare, you know, the launch of, you know, PS4 to the launch of the PS3, though?
It's not.
I'm saying the game, though. Because, like, this is a first-generation PS4 game, right? And he's saying the jump doesn't look as big as that jump was, but that's because he's... And fresh in our minds is, like, the latest games that are on PS3 and 360, which are gorgeous. But they look way better than the games that came out, initially on 360 and PS3.
Yeah. Oh, man, so, how did that MotorStorm look? Whew!
That's what I'm saying. That's not comparing the launches, but it's I think it's more fair because I think we forget what games like I thought Gears was gorgeous. When you play Gears of War 1 now, it doesn't hold up as much as the newer games.
We thought Oni was gorgeous when that came out on the PS2 launch day. Like true.
Well, I know that we're going to get, you know, diminishing returns because we're getting to a point now that, you know, no matter how many additional polygons we're going to have, it's not going to make a huge difference. You know, it's not that huge leap from, you know, early like Nintendo 64 3D polys, you know, to like PlayStation or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a big, big difference. But now it's like, you know, you'd throw on 10 million more polygons and it's like, okay, it still kind of looks the same. But it's like Chris mentioned, there's a lot more going on.
That reminds me a lot of basically what they were saying with Quantic Dreams. It's like the, you know, it's like Heavy Rain, we used 15,000 polys, and now, you know, with the new chickens, we used 30,000 polys. And I'm like, wow, you doubled it, and it doesn't look all that much better. I mean, it looks better, but...
Well, one of the things I have an issue with systems launching is that there's too much of a focus on what it looks like. Yeah, it's important, but it's...
True.
I would rather, you know, 5 or 6 really, really good titles. They don't even have to be killer apps. Just give me like 5 or 6 really good launch titles. Aside from like the Vita is a really good example. Look how good these games look on his handheld. We're going to put out 15, 20 of them day one. You can get 15, 20 different games.
And then
they look pretty good. And then like maybe 2 of them on launch day or 2 or 3 were like really good. And I would rather more quality and then not just have a drove of games saying, look how pretty our games are on the new PS4.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a little more substance instead of just, but that's kind of normal. You're going to get that with a launch of a new system.
Well, yeah, because most people are going to look at that as the first gauge of what's the big deal. Like most people look at it, how much better are the graphics? Prove to me that this machine's like worth like buying another PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at that. I'm looking at I want to know how much better are these games going to run. You know?
Oh yeah,
That's my thing.
I'm just saying
are you going to be able to push 1080p 60 frames? That's what I want to know. And
they should be able to. Yeah, because we're getting so, you know, long of the tooth, you know, in the these current gen consoles, you know, they're really starting to show their age like performance wise.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they can be well optimized, you know, that they can look great. Especially in still shots or something, but when shit starts happening,
And that shit starts chugging. It's like, yeah. Oh.
At this point, hard for me to see anything in the future of the current gen consoles that's going to look better than what we're going to get this year. It's like, I have a feeling that we're going to look back at this gen and say, Last of Us is probably going to be the best looking game of this generation.
True.
And it's hard for me to imagine them doing much better with the tech they've got now. So, but we'll see.
We shall see.
Yes.
We got more email, Jeff with the J still. It's honestly hard to gauge.
Oh, right. We interrupted him, didn't we? Sorry.
So rude.
I know.
It's honestly hard to gauge honest opinions right now because I know my feelings are being skewed by how overwhelmingly dull those 2 hours were.
It was boring. I was in it. I'll admit.
I was in it for the beginning with Mr. No Blink.
There he is.
But after I was having a really hard time staying focused. In fact, I used about 45 minutes in the middle during the Gaikai or whatever presentation to finish Dead Space 3. Honestly, all I care about is having a console, being able to buy my games on a disc, and enjoying those games. All this other stuff, whatever. I could ignore it. I remember this one guy, I think he was crazy, Crash Bandicoot guy, who said that in the past, consoles were just about putting a game in and playing, and you know what? That's all I really want.
That's
and
true.
Maybe a decent PSN would be nice, too.
High five.
Lastly, I don't care about the backwards compatibility thing. That's it! Email over.
Email over. Anymore. Done.
You're crazy.
Jason, don't feel bad, man. He's a crazy GameStop manager. Smelly. Oh, gotcha. Smelly guy, yeah.
I guys are fucking nuts.
You guys are all the same.
I honestly didn't expect it to be. That seems to be the hot topic from this. Yes, it would have been nice, but I think anyone who actually thought this thing would play all their PS3 games was reaching for the unreachable dream.
I kind of agree, and here's why. Because we know how different the architecture is, right? Because they're using an actual PC-type architecture for this particular machine, and it definitely was the furthest thing from with the PS3. And, you know, yes, they can try and pull off what they did at the beginning of the PS3 era and put in the hardware, but that would drive up the cost. And I have a feeling putting the RSX in the cell chip, putting something hardware related that is compatible to play PS3 games into the PS4 would probably drive up the price about $100.
Yeah. But us thinking like that, though. I mean,
you know what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I talked to two different people today at work about the PS4, and they're gamers, but they're not like, they don't listen to podcasts, they don't go on all the sites, they buy the games that are recommended, whatever. And the first thing out of both their mouths when I said that PS4 is now coming out like fall was it going to play the PS3 games? Yeah. And when I said no, they're like, what the hell? Like, seriously? It's like, it's ingrained. Like, it's backwards compatibility has been in consoles for the last 15 years.
The problem is, the issue with the backwards compatibility is that the PS2 spoiled us.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that is true.
The PS2 spoiled the shit out of us. It was a brand new technology.
That was the best-selling console.
First system with a DVD, but it'll still play our old PS1 games? Really? And our memory cards?
Yep.
I mean, really? That's all going to work? I mean, it really, really spoiled us, and everybody wants the former glory of the, I guess you can say, the Sony heyday, which was the PS2, and everybody wants that back, and people expect to have that back. Backwards compatibility is a big component of that, and it looks like it's not going to be.
But it depends on how to stream it.
The streaming thing is a big thing. Like, if I have 20 PS3 games and I still have to rebuy those 20 PS3 games, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Or just keep
it. They need to have some way to give you the ability to, you know, if they do the streaming solution, they need to give you the ability to
people will get over it. People bitch about 360 not being backwards compatible.
Absolutely.
People bitch when they took it out of the PS3. Now no one gives a shit.
People
will care.
I give a shit.
People will only care if there's no games coming out for the new systems. If it's going to be like the Vita, where there's a huge freaking drought for months, then people might get pissed. But I don't think people are going to get over it. People, it's not a big deal.
Another question it brings up to me, though, personally, is that. Coming from working at GameStop, if you want to go into or any place, it could be a Walmart that sells PS2 games if they want to. But if you go get a PS2 game, it's going to be relatively cheap, a decent game. You know, you get your Madden or one of your yearly sporting titles, it'll be $1. But you know, a really decent game, as long as it's not like Siren. Oh, I mean not Siren, but what is a really scary Japanese game that's always like $40 everywhere you go with a camera, you're taking pictures. Aside from
Fatal
those, Frame. Fatal Frame, yeah. Aside from those, like you can get a decent game for like 10. $15 tops. And that's like for a really good PS2 game. They're mostly $5, $6, $7. With this not being backwards compatible and people still having to hold on to their PS3s, kind of forcing everybody to hold on to that, I really don't see PS3 titles going super cheap, like almost bargain bin prices, probably not for a while if it's going to keep the PS3, in a sense, it's going to keep the PS3 relevant. Not being backwards compatible for the PS4.
And I could see that, but only if they continue to support it, because
that's not a good idea. I think they should drop support.
They're not going to support it. Probably after a while.
I know what you're saying. That you're thinking by doing this is going to keep them people playing them, which I don't think they should, because that's going to stop people from picking up a PS4.
It's an issue.
My computer just randomly asked me about a printer, but anyway, sorry.
Do you want to print this? This
yeah,
porn picture?
I don't know
that
what the fuck was going on.
I agree with you, Travis, but at the same time, I feel like it does have to, I mean, if it's going to stay relevant, it needs to still be supported. If you look at Xbox and Xbox 360, after the 360 came out, they basically cut ties with the Xbox and no one gave a shit about it anymore.
Realistically, I'm sure a lot of people.
I still give a shit about it.
I give a shit about it too. I am with you. I think it's necessary.
I think a lot of people are going to keep their PS3 anyway because of the fact it's a Blu-ray player. So
yeah. I'll be keeping mine anyway. It'll still be hooked up.
I'll be getting rid of one of them for sure. I'll probably give it away to someone, but I'm definitely keeping one of them to keep in the bedroom. So
yeah, I got four systems hooked up to my television right now.
And I mean,
and
we're not going to be able to do
is one of them.
Fight Night Thursdays unless everyone keeps their PS3. So
yeah,
here we go.
I can't. I don't have any more room.
I know that's
shit.
Well, there's a question of that. And these questions we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so to wrap up with Jeff of the J, he says, yes, on a Retroids podcast, I said negative things towards Sony. Hate is going to hate. Bye-bye, Jeff of the J.
Smiley face.
That's right. We're the Retroids is not as PS fanboy as it used to be. So
no, but there still are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Just saying.
True. All right, should we do the next one?
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. Hello to all of... Hello to you all, well, Chris and Jeff, and anyone else that might have signed on to the show tonight.
Hey, that's me,
Rev.
Okay, last night we saw Sony 2+ hour show and tell on games and details only on the PS4. I am reading this word for it, I just want you to know. Okay, I will admit, I love the stuff they are tossing out in it, like DDR5. 8 gigs of RAM.
Dance Revolution? What?
DDR5, that's right.
They're coming back in a big way.
ATI Radeon chip. Somewhere Glenn just got really excited. The Share thing, 720 dual cams. Hey, Kinect says hello. Now, the DualShock 4 controller looks great, and thank you, Sony, for not adding some cheap non-DualShock controller to the PS4. Oh,
what?
Okay. It has the rumble in it, unlike the last gen.
Oh, gotcha.
Games I am excited for are Drive Club, Watch Dogs, Killzone, 007 Skyfall says hi. And Knack.
I don't get that.
I think it's just Knack.
It's Knack.
One Knack.
So basically every game they showed.
Every game they showed, that's right.
All right.
Knack is the sequel after the first Knack, blows sales out of the water.
And after Knack, they're going to say the sequel of that is going to be Who's There. I really hope Sony.
That was so good, Chris.
Wow, you seriously went there.
It was horrible. But you know what?
That's awesome.
I'm okay. I started shaking my head, and I'm like, he wouldn't dare.
He would not do it.
He did.
He's not gonna do it. He just did. Awesome.
Hey, I have to bring. Someone has to bring the cheese to the show. Okay, someone has to bring it. I really hope Sony don't limit how many units are going to be available this holiday season, because that would make us Sony drooling fans not so drooly over it. Okay. I did enjoy the show, and yes, I like many features to... What? I like many features to like Gaikai.
That's Gaikai, yeah.
Gaika. That's what he put. Or whatever it's called. It's just
insurance.
Gaikai.
It's insurance. Gaika, right?
Is that okay? Is he a little green lizard? Sharing videos on U Games and so on. Many games did look great for what was shown. I am reading what he wrote.
Okay, Mike always says he gets mad because we like trip over his emails, but Literally, this is word for word.
This is word for word. Mike, this is what you wrote, dude. I'm reading. If you don't like us tripping over your emails, go back and proofread, dude.
Proofread, son.
We love you, dude, but, you know, proofread your emails before you send them. Let me see. Many games did look great for what was shown, especially Drive Club, and I am sure many more will show up at up this E3. I am sure many here will. Okay. Will what? Well, all I can say is $349 or $550. I feel this system will be. Who wrote that? Okay. I feel this system will be awesome. That is all I want to talk about with Sony, and I am happy with. That is from Nike PSN 08.
Nike
PSN 08.
Swoosh.
Swoosh. Swoosh. Swoosh PSN 08.
Swoosh PSN 08.
I like Travis's comment in the doc. He spelled his own name wrong.
Oh, nice for calling me out, Dick.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, you did sign your name next to it. I mean, come on.
I think that's valid. I think that's pretty valid.
He might have done that on purpose. He might have been, you know, maybe got some new shoes.
Maybe he got some new Nikes. That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
I do like a nice set of kicks.
That was not Travis.
It was not Travis.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I actually looked up just out of curiosity because I thought I was, you know, a lot of people are making a big deal about the RAM, and the RAM is definitely a big deal.
Oh yeah.
This RAM, approximate cost for this RAM is going to be about $140.
Right? Oh wow.
So that's going to be probably the biggest piece. That's current price. I mean, that's obviously going to change down the line, but, you know, it's obviously an estimate. They'll get it for less than that, but for like a gig of this RAM on current video cards, it costs about $18. So eight gigs of that is around 140. They'll probably get it for cheaper just because it'll be on one or two chips. And they'll be buying in volume, but I mean,
they're kind of buying in bulk.
They're buying in a little bit of bulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's probably going to be the biggest, piece, like the biggest cost piece of this machine, it seems.
The RAM?
Yeah, I think so.
And about them limiting the quality, they won't do that on purpose, Mike. If you can't find them, it's probably because they couldn't get them out enough for the demand.
I tell you what, man, if they price this thing at $400, you're going to have trouble finding this holiday season.
I actually went today to pre-order one, but I'm not taking pre-orders
they,
yet.
They priced it at $600, and it was hard to find one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, this is true.
For like a week.
The screw this PS4 crap, man. I'm done. I'm going to get my Ouya. You haven't seen Killzone until it's been running on a Tegra 4 processor.
Tegra 3.
Tegra 3. It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's gorgeous regardless. It doesn't need a 4. Who needs it?
All right. Moving on. Emails?
I do want to Ouya, though. Anyway, next one comes from El Doozy, my homeboy. He says, "Hey, guys, I should be working, but the patients at my job are pricks, so I'm in the shitter chiming in on the Sony press conference instead."
Awesome.
Poop joke gets Chris every time.
No, that's not what it was. It's like he doesn't like his he doesn't want to deal with his patients, so he's in the shitter emailing us. That's awesome.
I have owned every Sony console since the PS1 came out, and even though this past generation I have leaned more toward the Xbox, I still plan on purchasing a PS4 at launch. I have never bought a system at launch, but the fact that I have a stable job, I can actually afford to buy a system at launch. It actually has me excited. I think unless Sony does a Sony and fucks it up by overpricing their hardware, I have a feeling they're going to do good. The fact that most games announced were quote-unquote core games and not games aimed towards soccer moms has me excited. I could give a less of a shit about Killzone, but damn if I'm not excited for Infamous and Watch Dogs. I'm also really excited to see what they have planned for E3, I just hope overprice their games and or hardware. Anyways, sorry guys for the weirdly composed email. Keep up the good work, El Doozy.
Thank you, sir. That is probably the one big thing that everyone's worried about is the price. So, but they did. They
one
did
of my
come
concerns
out-
is also them pulling a Sony as well, and that you know early adopters might get screwed.
Yeah,
well that's possibly technology, possible. Man.
I think Sony in particular. Followed by like Nintendo, tend to have one major hardware revision early on in the life cycle. So,
See, I don't necessarily agree with that. Because,
it's it's not in the back of your head?
No, not really, because, okay, so, if sorry, with the PS3, they had to revise to lower the price. That was the main driving factor. Mm-hmm. You know, what else did they revise? With the PS2, it was years before they did that one.
Well, if anything, the early adopters got a better deal with the 60 gig and the more USB ports, man. Come on.
All the different PSP iterations. I'm sure that we're going to see something new from the Vita soon, you know?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that HDMI out fucking Vita that they're putting out. I am going to be so pissed when they announce that.
On the portable side, I agree.
I'm just saying that's Sony in general. But
that's the thing. I mean, I think that outside of the PS3, just for cost reasons, I don't think they've done that on the home console front. You know, okay. PS1 and PS2, they didn't put out a revision until, you know, years down the road. The PS3, they did it because they had to reduce the cost to get it out there.
Well, what I think he means by Sony pulling a Sony means that, I mean, sometimes when and you see this a lot with technology companies as well, like when they put out a hit, I mean, Apple does this a lot. I mean, this is Apple's business model, but Sony put out a hit in the PS2, going back to that. I mean, they felt that they could put out anything for the PS3, price it at anything, and people were going to buy it. They came out and flat out said that people will spend $600 on this console.
Yeah, they will get a second job.
Second job. Yeah.
They will get a exactly. That's it. They will get a second job to get this console, and that I think that's what El Doozy's kind of saying when he says Sony pulling a Sony. Though it's but and that being said, the wishful thinking side of me, the optimist in me. Is saying that they learned from that PS3 launch and they're not going to do that again. That's the optimist in me.
I hope so.
They've got to say
the right things.
They are.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. Same here. And it's not something I'm super worried about, but you know, it's in the back of my mind. I'm like, I'm hesitant. You know, I'm skeptical. I don't want to plunk down, you know, $500-$600 for this thing. And then, you know, a year down the road, go, fuck, I really kind of wish I would have held out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's scary, man. This shit's expensive.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it ain't cheap.
Absolutely.
All right. Next email. This one is coming from MC Wilson.
Hey,
he says, Dear Indus, prior to Sony's reveal of the PS4, there's a hashtag on Twitter called #PlayStationMemories. Posted a few of these, and when I started thinking about my PlayStation memories, one of the first ones that came to mind was buying the original PS1 back in 1996. Sorry. I was 16 years old and landed my first job only a few months prior, and although I'd grown up playing games, the PS1 was the first console I ever purchased with my own money. PS1 had what I wanted. Impressive graphics and sound combined with major new entries into beloved franchises. Those are the things that were important to me at the time, because I had grown up before the internet was a part of gaming. But imagine that you're a 16-year-old gamer in 2013. You grew up with a Nintendo DS, the PC, and the iPhone. And you're now able to buy your own systems and your own games. Great graphics are nice to have, but what really matters to you are the social experiences. Are you going to buy a PS4? Before Sony revealed the PS4, the primary question in my mind was whether or not the game there was room in the industry for another console, especially one that would demand more developers than the PS3. Sony says that there is, provided they can find a way to appeal to the same age demographic that originally made the PlayStation a success. And I definitely agree with that. In order for the PS4 to be a hit, Sony has to stop appealing to people my age and start incorporating more of the social functionality that mobile games are providing. This sort of functionality has to be incorporated as a part of the platform, and that platform needs to be flexible enough to account for the rise in new services over the next few years. What Sony has shown thus far hasn't convinced me that they've completely accomplished this, but I do think they're moving in the right direction with the PS4. The next challenge is to do this in a way that doesn't price the PS4 so high that the younger folks can't afford it. Best, MC.
MC.
There you go. So I guess his big thing is
the social features.
Yeah, which is true. I mean, they love their social features.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like people like us. I mean, so the share feature, I will probably use that. I'll admit. I will probably use that. But let's take the Wii U, for instance, like the Miiverse. I would never use that. I would have no reason to use that. It's not, I mean,
the Miiverse looks kind of cool though.
See, I, you know, it's just another like social network, you know, and it's like, I can hardly keep up with the ones I'm already a part of, you know? So I could see myself using the sharing of, you know, video and stuff with like cool things that happen in a game, but I don't see myself getting that involved in the social network aspects of any system. But that's because I'm an old fart. So the younger group, like he said, they will be using this shit. And I think he's got a very good point that this is this is the primary way that, you know,
you got to stay with the times.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the primary way to stay with that, group of, that demographic and make sure that you're getting those people to purchase your content. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And the price thing though, I mean, younger folks, like he also was 16 when he had his first job, whatever. But I mean, a lot of these kids now and people that are growing up with this stuff, they're probably not paying for their own stuff either.
Kids
as long as the price is reasonable for what other consoles launched at that wasn't called the PS3, should be okay. Should be.
Do you think that's the case though? Do you think they're more expensive now?
Well, it depends. I think the PS3 was the most expensive one after Neo Geo or 3DO.
I mean, I had a stable job back when this thing was released, but I couldn't afford it. I had to get married to get one.
I couldn't. Yeah, exactly. I saved up for the 360, and then I was dumb and bought a PS3 on impulse with credit. So I couldn't afford it either at the time. And at, how I guess, what, 8 years ago, I was 26? So, yeah, that's a lot. That's 10 years more than 16. So I think, yeah, when you're like that age, you're not really buying that stuff out of your own money, unless you know you're saving up everything. So,
I used to when I was a kid, man. You know, bought my Super Nintendo, bought my regular Nintendo, my Genesis, whatever.
Yeah, then we had that responsibility thing show up.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that happens.
But I don't know; they just seemed a lot cheaper back then, I guess. And it, you know, as these consoles, you know, fight for more and more space under your TV. You know, they want to be this and that. You know, they want to be your Blu-ray player. And,
yeah.
And everything else, and you know your Twitter feed and whatever, they just get more complicated,
Facebook,
more expensive,
my
I think, in the long run. So, that's the price, I guess.
I guess $199 was probably the main spot that all the other consoles launched at, right? Before it became like CD based.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the first one to launch above the price of $200 was, I think, the Saturn, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Saturn was like $400 or something like that.
Because the Genesis launched at $200, the Super NES launched at $200, I believe.
Let's not even talk about the 3DO, son.
Oh my god, that was like what?
But you had to play Jurassic,
dude. The fucking Neo Geo here.
I had to play
$1,000.
Star Control 2.
Yeah, I played
Star
that.
Control,
I played that on PC, luckily. But
yeah, but that's a good point. Yeah, they gotta get all those that younger crowd too, and a lot of the younger people like. I have friends like that have kids now that are like 4, 5, 6 years old, and they don't want to be playing. They first thing they ask for is their iPad or the tablet. That's what's what they use. So
those kids need better parents. Sorry,
but I mean
the Tegra's a beast, and the parents know that.
yeah, and I mean this conference is for the hardcore people, right? No, I'm pretty sure no one outside the hardcore was actually watching this thing. So
I mean, aside from like
the
medium molecules,
aside from people.
The what?
Aside from the media molecule stuff, I mean, it was pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
so I mean, like the next one's coming out. They have a lot of time to actually target like the younger audience and be like, hey guys, you can update Facebook from your PS4 and stuff. Now it's a lot easier than it was before to do that. Still, no one took advantage of ever.
It's like, hooray! Yeah, okay.
Not that I use Facebook an awful lot, but man, if anybody shows up on my feed saying, "Oh, this dumbass just started playing this game and just got this," if that shows up in my feed, we are no longer friends.
I just got this trophy. I don't care.
I don't care.
Cool. Next,
more emails. This is from Fergus Mahon. Says, hello, Indus crew. Fergus here. Hi. It's been a while since I last emailed in, but with the advent of the next generation, I suppose I must put my 2 cents in here.
Do it.
Okay, my first impressions are really good, with good support from studios and the specs of the PS4, but that's where my concern starts. Uh-oh. First of all, it's got 8 gigs of DDR5 RAM and comes with Sony Kinect. Yes, but God, we are still in the dark on the price. There is no way in hell I'm going to put down €800 for a PS4.
That'd be a lot of money.
A ton. Then there's the fact that our store purchases won't carry over to the next generation. So it's a big go fuck yourselves for people paying for PS Plus.
That's true.
Will probably be released on the
that
next gen,
true, yeah.
Recompiled for yourselves. That's why Wallbacker is compatibility. Anyway, I'm sorry. So it's a big fuck yourselves for people paying for PS Plus. Will probably be re-released on the next gen, recompiled for that platform. And
hopefully
we will end up paying for code that we already own. Those are my main concerns about it. I suppose I'll have to wait until Microsoft comes out of the closet with their new rig before I make up my mind about what I will be queuing up for launch. And who knows if Microsoft announces that all their marketplace content carries over day one. I'd say Sony might be forced to backtrack on their decision. PS Killzone didn't look as impressive, or next gen-y, blow your mind away. Oh my god, punctuation, please. Oh my god. Blow your mind away like the tech demo for the PS3. Sound for reading this, lads. Fergus Mahone. Sound for what? Sound for reading this, lads.
I think this was a phone email.
It may have been a phone.
Yeah.
They say autocorrect to me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That could be thanks. I don't know where thanks comes into there, but it could be thanks.
Thanks for reading.
If that's the case, I apologize for getting on you about punctuation.
So what did he brings up a point when he mentioned PlayStation Plus. I don't think we touched on it yet, but what did the guys at the PlayStation conference say was the number one companion going forward with the PlayStation 4?
The Vita.
The new Sly Cooper game that you can play on the PlayStation 3. What can you also play it for?
The Vita.
So with the number one companion, if I'm playing Sly Cooper and I want to change over my save, what with the PlayStation 4, what's that number one companion that I cannot play that Sly game on aside from the Vita?
Yep.
I mean, I can't. That baffles me.
So that was kind of one of the things that he mentioned that I was thinking about. It's like that if they could take, they could actually port it over to PS4, but if they did that, they would need to make it available for those that already purchased it for PS3 without purchasing it again. But, I mean, it sounds to me like they're just not interested in doing that. That's probably my biggest negative is that they're not doing that. But at the same time, I do understand why they're not doing it. And I would expect Microsoft to do it because their architecture right now is more similar to a PC. And the architecture of the next Xbox is also going to be that type of architecture, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal to get those games up and running.
Whatever, Chris, it's all just packets.
It's all just packets, that's right. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that is my biggest issue, and PS Plus is a very good point. I didn't even think about that. It's like there's a lot of stuff that, you know, they've made available for PS Plus members, and, you know, it's basically like, oh, you want to play that on your PS4? Tough shit.
And all the times that they mention PS Plus at the conference, I mean, you know they're pushing it. I don't know what they're doing.
Zero
I have no
times.
Clue.
Okay.
I have no clue.
Did they mention it?
All the zero
not
times.
Not once.
PS Plus. Yeah, that was weird.
They didn't mention that or Blu-rays one time.
That's
like,
true.
It just confused me.
They did come out later and say that, yeah, it is going to have a Blu-ray drive.
Yeah
that's
thankfully.
Right. That is true. They did come back
later. Actually,
they're
going to go to DVD.
You made such a good point, Jason, earlier in the show that, like, they gave us so much better information during the roundtable that released the day after the conference. Yeah. There's so much more substance in their announcements there.
That would have set so many people's mind at ease, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I know I'm not the only person that was like a little uneasy after, you know, seeing that press conference. Like, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So many questions and that they didn't even touch on. But
right.
Well, that would have made it 3 hours.
Kind of clarify some stuff.
Yeah, I know. But you know, it's like they had to get something out there for people to talk about, and now they'll focus on games and refining all the information they've got. So,
well, and that's that goes back to my earlier gripe. It's like, you know, they didn't show an awful lot, but never mind. I just got angry before. I'm gonna get angry.
Can we get like can we talk to the ESA and be like, okay, the next time you put on E3. Have Microsoft, have the big three put on their conferences, let them have fun, but at the end, on the stream, Q&A right after. I want Q&A. Let people ask those questions. Don't take it to the, don't put the onus on the journalists who are getting a lot of flack in the last couple of weeks about what's like good journalism. But regardless, like, let them have that. You know, if you're going to bitch about, you know, video game journalists, you know, Joystick or Polygon or IGN, you're going to give them flack about what's real journalism or whatnot. Let these guys have a fucking, you know, have Microsoft pull out their press secretary and have come out and have these journalists actually ask them questions live right there. You know,
yeah,
let them be journalists.
Really,
yeah, actually, let them, yeah, let them do it.
No, that really is a good idea. That'd be.
But these things are just kind of for show.
They are, and they're you know time what I mean? Consuming. So
they're long commercials. That's what they are.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right. Let's do this last email.
Okay. Sure. Hey guys, it's Animated_Fan.
Animated.
And I want to write in about the question of the week, so I'll basically say what I wrote for the PS4 thread I put up on Retroids.com as a website.
Ed.
Personally, as someone who can't buy anything at the moment, I wasn't blown away at this reveal. The only parts of Sony's meeting were the spec information, controller reveal, that the rumored images were real, the new OS features, and the Gaikai stuff. He spelled it correctly, actually, which is good. The instant
stream
functionality.
You guys are such dicks to Mike PSN. Mike, I love you, buddy.
No, like three people misspelled it. I'm not pointing out Mike.
No, I'm just trying to call you.
The instant stream functionality is what interested me the most during that section. The games didn't really interest me a whole lot, but I need to watch them again in HD rather than on a compressed live stream.
Yeah.
Have a nice show and talk to you guys later. Love. With all of his heart, Animated Fan.
Aw, thanks, Animated.
Thank you.
I added that little last part in, but we know it's real.
Yeah.
Man, some people are hard to please because I think this.
This is funny because these are
awesome.
I was satisfied. They showed. I was really satisfied with it. It is the best conference that I've seen that Sony put on in years.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
because they do not they have not had a good showing in a while. But
I can agree with that. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't expecting games. I was not expecting games.
I especially was not expecting them to actually be playing one.
Playing one, yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, early rumors were that there wasn't going to be a lot of third party, you know, showings there, and there was quite a bit.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I thought that that Capcom tech demo that they showed, that Deep Down. I hope that happens because that looked really good.
Well, oh, yeah. They already said Dragon's Dogma 2 is coming out. So
yeah, and that's right. Basically what that looked like. So
and it's cool that they've got a brand new engine that they're making as well. So.
I agree.
It's also cool how like cute Ono is. He's just little.
You do want to hug
adorable.
Him.
Adorable. I do.
I but you got you. To hug him.
How you doing? All
right, you guys done?
He's Ono-san, fan of the show, by the way. Just letting you guys know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listens every week.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, I mean, just parting thoughts. You guys want to wrap up?
Yeah, I actually should have.
Wrap up email.
We yelled at each other plenty already.
Right? Didn't we?
I was happy. I'm excited. Like I said, I went today to pre-order one to see if it was possible. Unfortunately, it's not yet. So the second pre-orders are allowed, I am there. I don't want to take a
companies
chance.
Companies or retail companies are kind of waiting on a set
they're waiting for
date.
Yeah, that's what they're waiting for.
They wait for dates now.
Yeah,
it's kind of a thing.
And, apparently, they already got like, I think I can't remember who it was, but someone already put up one, put up a price for one in Australia for like $850 or something like that.
Well, they have to do that.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, that's not much.
They have to go
different.
Way above what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you have to shoot for the sky so that you
exactly.
can bring the price down. So
yeah, you can't put a thing of being like. 300 people pre-order be like, actually, now it's going to be 600. So.
Right. All right, I do have a voicemail. So
yeah.
Let's
oh,
do
yeah,
that
cool.
real quick.
Hey, guys. It's your good buddy, Harlock.
Yeah.
I was just calling. I'm on my way to work this morning and kind of pondering about last night's PlayStation 4 unveiling. Or, well, I guess it wasn't unveiled because it didn't really show it. And I want to preface everything by... saying that, you know, I'm going to buy it because I buy everything.
Cool, man.
But anyway,
here comes the hate.
You know, they showed a lot of features and stuff. They didn't really say what you need to have PlayStation Plus for and what you don't. But it looks pretty cool. Kind of, what was that streaming service that they had back in the day? I can't remember it. Not
on live.
The one that they bought, but anyways. I remember playing the beta of that and seeing some similar ideas.
I think he's saying on
live. But,
I meant the one that was there.
Yeah. Also, going back to maybe a couple of weeks ago in your show, y'all were talking about how you didn't have a problem with, and they didn't mention it, but the fact that you can't play used games on it, or maybe you needing to buy extra codes. And I remember Jeff saying he didn't really care about that, but Jeff, don't you trade in a lot of your games to buy new games? Isn't that gonna, you know, hamper you buying more new games? Also, isn't anybody gonna give Sony crap about unveiling an old game at their, you know, new hardware show? Diablo 3? I don't know. People gave Nintendo a lot of shit for unveiling, Batman Arkham City. Just seems kind of weird that, you know, I haven't heard much negative about this. I guess people are just excited about the new graphics and everything, which looked pretty good, but, I want to see something new, and, it seems like they're showing sequels already. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, guys, I'm sure y'all are stoked about the PS4, and I am too, but I honestly was looking for something a little more, something that I wasn't expecting, and I think that most of us were expecting most of what they should. But anyways, I'm off to work, and it's going to be terrible, so I hope you guys have a good one, because I am going to hell. Thanks.
Thanks, Harlock, just bringing it down. Harlock.
I didn't get the Batman Arkham City thing. We made fun of that because that's an old-ass fucking game.
It was
game.
A port.
Yeah.
They were showing off a port.
Yeah,
this was
exactly.
A brand new game that they were showing off.
It might have been a sequel.
It was a sequel, yeah, but at least it was a new game.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. Then here's Resistance 1 in HD. Yeah. Again. They didn't do that.
Or it's like, here's Rayman Legends being ported over from the Wii U. It's like, you know, that's not what they were doing.
Rayman 4K.
Rayman 4K. But, yeah, I thought that what they showed was fine. They had, you know, granted what they showed was sequels, but, you know, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. You know, not in this case. They were trying to show off the tech more than anything. You know, I'm sure that you're going to see the new IPs come rolling in when they do E3 and that kind of shit. So it's like new IPs are great for console launches, right? Because there's a very limited quantity of games to purchase. So, yeah. I'm sure we'll see a few.
And in regard to the use thing, they came out and said that's not the case. They're not going to have any that blocks used games. So, but yeah, I did say that. I was like, and I do trade in games, but that would have just made me not be able to do that, and I would have been willing to say take that sacrifice. It wasn't a big deal to me. Like, the only time I trade in games was when I know I'm not going to play them again, and yeah. So,
right.
I wouldn't care either way, really. But how's your Wii U doing, Harlock? It's not looking too good right now, is it?
I'll buy it from you.
I hear they got a $100 for it.
Because all the innovation stuff you can now do on your PS4. Of course, you have to buy a $250 screen for it, but.
Yeah, whatever.
Cool.
All right. Any wrap up?
The what?
Any wrap up?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it. I think it was a pretty solid showing.
Yeah, me too.
Overall, I felt like it was an announcement of an unveiling, you know, which is going to actually, you know, happen at E3. I don't think we got a lot of concrete info from this. I don't think they really showed off a ton of stuff. You know, a lot of it, you know, they kind of announced their plan. It's like, okay, we want to engage gamers. We want to have them use social stuff. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a really powerful system. We'll see at E3. It really just kind of wet my appetite.
What would you have wanted to see?
I wanted some hard, you know, stuff. I mean, we only got maybe two games. Hold up. Maybe one or two games that actually showed off, you know, gameplay footage, right?
Yeah.
Like real-time stuff. You know, most of it was, you know, pre-rendered or whatever. Yeah. So I didn't, you know, I don't feel like I got a ton of info out of that press conference.
No, I agree
know?
With you, but I honestly expected a teaser, if that. Like, hey, we're announcing
for
the PS4.
For a big announcement like this, you know, where they're having all the press come by and shit,
ultimately, it just came across as, you know, a teaser for the real thing.
I'm fine with that. That gave me
a boner.
You're
fine with that?
Yeah, totally. Because it's only February. I'm really fine with that. They showed me more than I expected, and I know there's three more or two more conferences that come that they're going to really blow the doors. I'll be like, these are what the features are going to be. This is what's going to cost. This is going to be included in PS Plus. This is not going to be included in PS Plus. Here's some more gameplay footage for a console reveal in February that's not coming out until fall. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I didn't expect any gameplay footage at all. I thought it was going to be all just like tech demos and like video simulations.
Faces.
Which would have sucked as well, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, right. That would have sucked a lot.
That was a majority of the show, though, wasn't it?
What's that?
A lot of tech demos and a lot of, you know, pre-rendered footage.
Yeah, but they also showed gameplay. And they showed a lot of in-game engine stuff that, granted, it was recorded video. But, there's word, I don't know how accurate it is, but there's word that what we saw of Infamous was actually in engine, you know.
It might have been an engine, but it was definitely pre-rendered.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely video. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It wasn't any gameplay or anything in there, but the point is that my point is more that it's supposed to be
in engine.
That
hipster did look pretty good, so.
That's right, the hipster. But, I don't know. I was impressed with what they showed off. I think the controller is sexy. I don't have any problem with them not showing the machine because it's just a fucking box that you put a CD in or you put a disc in.
And they're probably not even finished with it yet.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, they're probably trying to work out a good design that looks good. And it's like,
it can't get much uglier than the PS3. Let's be honest.
That's true.
That thing was ugly as shit.
What?
Do you guys think they may have like rushed the showing of the controller due to the leaked footage?
I think they might have.
Or not footage, but the pictures.
No,
it did look a little bit different, in terms of size. I think size wise it was different, but I think they felt that it was their responsibility to show something physical.
Something. Yeah, I think that was the big thing. So. And it's like it's not any different than what Nintendo did with the Wii and the Wii U. You know, it's like this is the controller you're going to be using, and it's like we didn't see the actual Wii console the first time it was there.
Yeah. I think showing the ugly ass camera was weird too. Like, there's no way that's final.
that's final design. Kind of but they didn't show that, did they? They didn't actually show
it. They had a picture.
They showed a little bit more than concept art. Like, the step above concept art.
Yeah.
So real quick,
Kinect for Sony, it's going to suck. Like, Kinect, it's not, I don't
are
care.
You,
about
are you guys, like, sold on this? Are you ready to?
I'm not sold. I want to see the price tag.
Yeah,
I
want to
see the price tag,
sold.
And I want to know what games are coming out. But I'm not,
yeah.
As long as the price tag is reasonable, which I consider around $400. And there's some games out that I want to play, then I'm down, you know. You know, they're saying Watch Dogs at launch, they're saying Killzone at launch, they're saying, Knack at launch. And,
well, Knack did not impress me when they showed that gameplay footage.
Yeah, I mean
the particles
didn't
look cool,
impress
but it didn't look
it was kind of neat.
They didn't show that much, though.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
Well, they showed more of a playing
triangle
on the
things.
It looks like a Pixar
it's so
game.
Amazing.
It looks like Vector Man.
It looks like Vector Man mashed together with fucking...
I do like Vector Man.
That looks like a tech demo.
No, I'm talking about when he's playing it with on the Vita, when it actually showed gameplay. It looked like fucking Skylanders, but with a Vector Man looking guy. And I was like,
It moved a little bit faster than Skylanders.
You know what
it kind
of reminds me of, actually, in terms of a launch game? It's like Cameo in a 360, if you want to have a good example of it.
It didn't look like
I liked that game.
Cameo, and that's
I
like Cameo
game,
too.
It
was good.
Unless you're playing in HD, it didn't look any better than like an Xbox game, really.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of the most important things that I wanted answered were not yet, and that's why I think I'm.
I think that's fair enough.
You've said that a lot, Jason. But what is the thing that you wanted to announce? The thing that didn't get announced that you had to have announced to make you happy, what
exactly
would it be?
What Chris just mentioned, price.
Yeah,
you know,
price.
And I personally did not expect price right now. Because I don't even think
were you
expecting
price,
do
Jason?
Hardware and price before Microsoft. There's no way in hell.
Yeah.
Were you expecting the price, Jason? Because I mean, a lot of people were not.
I do
expecting.
Because you know what? I've seen a lot of press events, not just for video game related stuff, but when they announce stuff, there's usually a price tag associated with it.
That's true.
You know, they announce the hardware, they show it off completely, and they say, "By the way, this is going to be available on this date, and it's going
to
be." Yep. This much.
To their credit,
video game industry, it's not like that. It never has been.
Yeah.
So were you really surprised?
Vita, I don't want to say that's true, but
yeah.
That's not true.
Totally. I can't think of one reveal of hardware where they. Well, the Vita, yeah, but I'm talking like main console. I can't think of a single one in the last probably two generations that they announced the price and the console at the same time.
But it's not like it's a phone, though. Like, half of the time,
well, that's
consoles,
what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking Jason, like, was he really surprised they didn't? Because he said he saw a lot of other trade shows and conferences where they do, but in this industry, it's not common that it's definitely not.
I'm not surprised by any means. I'm just disappointed that it's still that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it's acceptable because it's not finished. Like, they came out and said, this is not finished.
And the thing is, like, they don't even know what the price is going to be because we don't know how much the tech is going to be in the fall.
They don't announce it yet. It's,
so,
well, that's the thing. They didn't really announce it.
They gave us to do it at E3 and then release it like the next week.
No, they just got it. They just can't let they showed before Microsoft, which is first of all something they said they weren't going to do, and then they did it. And then if they announce the price first, that gives Microsoft 100% advantage to make the price whatever the hell they want to based on their price. So they're gonna show their hardware first. I mean, they're gonna wait for Microsoft to announce the price first, and then
I don't know.
Go
they
that
had this,
way.
I'm sorry. I'm getting angry again. They had this big ass event, and we had more questions after the event than we did going in. I think, but I don't know. I'm not impressed with that. That shit ain't cool. I'm done.
All right, well, I think Jeff and I are on the same page then.
Yeah, Jason,
and possibly Travis. I don't know.
It's a day one purchase though, right?
For me, yeah. Like I said, I tried to order it today.
It's totally a day one purchase.
It likely will be, but as I said, for me, it's all about what the price ends up being and what games are out. So it'll find out.
A day one purchase for me. It's not going to be more. It's not going to be comparable or more price wise to the PS3. They're not going to price this thing at $600. If I spend $600 day one on a PlayStation 3, I'm going to get a PlayStation 4 day one. Who am I fucking who am I kidding? I'm going to get it.
You got it on launch day?
Yeah, that's why I'm pissed that I didn't get my $10 fucking coupon. Oh, yeah.
They like me more than you.
You're not loyal enough. Oh wait, do you have a PlayStation credit card? Maybe that's part of it.
No.
All
right.
Let me think.
Well, Chris, we already said. I think Travis pretty much said his thing.
Yeah,
I'm good. Grumpy pants over in Minnesota. I mean, it's probably the snow that's doing it. It's all the cold.
I'm so grumpy.
mad Minnesota over there.
All right, let's move on then. I think we've wrapped this up. Oh yeah, endless questions. Go for it.
No, we're not even close to wrapping it up, dude. Jumping ahead of yourself here.
We're going to have a four-hour show. Good God.
I won't read all of them because some of them, these endless questions, I'll mention someone, like people who wrote in, but a lot of these we kind of answered in our discussion anyway. Like Greg Little, Zanzibuster asks us how we feel about no backwards compatibility or transfer PSN Sucks. Content. We went over that. Navishin says, seeing that the price for games are $60 currently, do you think the PS4 game will be a PS4 game will be at that price or lower PS3 game?
That was kind of
announced.
Not, but announced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Between 99 cents and $60.
$60.
Yeah, so it's going to be kept at 60. So that's good. What game that hasn't been announced for on a PS4 would you like to see on it? These are all from Navishin, by the way. Actually, we're going to rename this segment to Indus Questions by Navishin.
Navishin Questions?
Yep. So a game that hasn't been announced yet.
Last Guardian. No, I'm just kidding.
You might get that.
I know. That was one of my predictions.
I can literally name anything right now because it didn't announce too much.
Yeah.
I'll throw a sleeper in there. Beyond Good and Evil 2.
There you go.
I think you'll probably see that eventually.
Hopefully.
And
Mirror's
Madden
Edge 2, maybe. I don't know.
Madden 15.
That's not coming out, Travis. That'll never happen.
They skipped it, actually. They're going all the way to Madden 25, actually.
Madden 25.
They're skipping it about, 12, 13 years.
Here's another one. If Microsoft's next system has backwards compatibility but didn't have the features the PS4 had, would you buy it over the PS4?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
I want my games.
I'm still going to keep my 360 right, and my PS3. So,
want my video games.
If I had to sell my PS3 to get it, then that might be kind of different. Who knows? But yeah. Can you think of a good use for the touchpad controller in a game that won't seem gimmickly and actual useful?
No.
I'd say no.
No.
And I don't want to think.
If it was a second screen, that'd be something
else. Yeah, if it was
else,
a screen,
yeah,
then,
that'd be totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
maybe,
the touchpad is pointless without an actual display behind it. I think I said that earlier in the show.
Yeah, you did. Maybe Tiger Woods Golf. Maybe help your backswing or a little more hook or slice into your shot. I'd use it
Sure. I mean, maybe you can mash – the screen more than X in the next God of War game. Maybe the touchpad. Maybe you can do like an alternating kind of thing.
Yeah, they're gonna. You know the melee fight scenes in Uncharted for the Vita. They're gonna put those in the next Uncharted game for PS4.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That'll be there. Or how about they give us some of those awesome sex games that are in other countries, and you could literally work that
rub
clitoris.
Your junk on it.
Oh god!
Just rub your nose on it. Just be like, oh yeah.
There you go, back and forth, up and down, circular motion.
Motorboat which one your
just motorboat it.
That's the reason why they didn't make the sticks fucking asymmetrical. Get your fucking face right in there. Mm-hmm. How many HDMI ports do you have on your TV, and what will take it over?
I have four.
I have two, but only one works at a time. If I have something plugged into the other one, then the first one goes out for whatever
reason. No, weird. That's ghetto.
Yeah.
I currently have three, I want to say, but one of them is a receiver, and that receiver has four.
So. Oh, well. Yeah, I have no HDMIs for my receiver. I have three... Or four. I have four on my TV.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like once a new console comes in, one of them gets retired to the bedroom. That's the way
it's going to be. Yeah. So. I have a depressing event coming up pretty soon. I need to pack away some of my old stuff because I don't have any room on my shelf for PS3 and 360 games right now.
What would realistically Microsoft have to say or what would Microsoft have to say / have to overthrow the PS4 and have the next Xbox be the new day one system?
That's a whole nother fucking feature right there.
I wouldn't say overthrow. They just announced some basic stuff.
I don't think that Microsoft is going to have any less than the PS4 does. I think they might just have some different features.
They're going to be really close.
But I think that both systems are going to be equally feature rich and, it's just going to be what features you want.
You can stream the YouTube instead of Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
We're in partnership with Twitch instead of Ustream.
Yeah. Oh, if they got Twitch and YouTube, it's over.
Really,
if they could have a backwards compatibility and upscale your games,
yeah,
like make them run better, dude.
That would be huge.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
That would be huge.
But honestly, for me, it's just going to be whichever one comes out first. So even if it's by like a week, I'll probably get whatever one comes out first.
Yeah.
So obviously those online features won't be free. So what do you think Sony should charge while still having free online? Charge, I'd say the same amount. Same amount as PS Plus is, what is it, $49.99? $59.99?
Yeah, for a year.
But still give the discounts in the free games?
Oh, yeah. But still have like...
To have that leg up on Xbox Live, yeah.
I think what will end up being sacrificed is that we won't see as many free games.
Probably not. Yeah, not especially at the beginning.
Not at
the
start. There won't be any.
Definitely not at the start. But yeah, it's going to be one of those things where,
a month in the launch. Get Killzone for free.
Yeah. Something's got to give, right? Because if they're adding all these features in for PS Plus and not raising the price, something's got to give. And I think what gives is some of those free games.
That's probably true. I mean, they had to do the free game stuff to get people. That's what made it worth it now. But I think a lot of these features that they kind of announced for PS4 will make it worth it by cutting some of those free games down.
Yeah, I agree.
How connected do you think the PS4 will be? He did spell that like connect. Will we use the features of the with the Vita and PS4?
Yes.
Pound video game puns.
Yes. Agree.
It
translates so well.
I have no idea what that. How connected do you think the PS4 will be? Will Wii U see the features of with the Vita and PS4?
I think what he's getting at is, will we see the features from the Wii U on the PS4 with the Vita?
Sure. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I would think so. At one point or another, you will see those features. They're already I don't know if they've actually released it, but they already were doing it with Little Big Planet. And they had like a Vita as a controller, the cross controller thing that they were doing with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that has been, that content pack has been released or not, but, they have been working on that apparently.
He goes on, will Jeff play his 2012 Game of the Year on the PS3/PS4? It's possible. Let's wait for Last of Us to see what that's like.
Hook up that PS3 again. So.
Yep. Okay, so PS4 pretty much sold PlayStation and multi-console. So PS4 pretty much sold... Okay, so PlayStation and multi-console fans, you think it's sold to the Xbox fans?
That's a tough question.
I don't know.
It's a tough question.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's, I don't think so, not yet, no.
Yeah. I mean, I have a feeling that, like, most of those people that have Xboxes probably had a PS2 at one point, so it's possible that...
For sure.
Now you're getting the whole Xbox versus PlayStation.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was.
It's a stupid conversation because all it is just a series of people arguing and complaining and just justifying their fucking purchase.
Exactly.
You don't see people with both systems saying Xbox sucks, PlayStation rules.
Yeah.
They have both.
No, you do.
You don't.
You haven't been around.
It's not as
prevalent. They'll like one over the other, but they're not going to say this system sucks. Like, they're not going to do that.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to prolong the conversation, but I would say that is erroneous on all accounts. But
no.
Yeah. I'll give you examples after the podcast.
No, you're stinky.
But no, we'll see. Okay, are you also thinking that if Killzone wants to be as popular as it always aims to be, that it has to launch with a PS4? Yes, and I don't think Killzone will ever be as big as they want it to be.
No.
Nope.
They've already had three chances now, and it's not going to happen.
It has not worked out yet.
I've never met, like, a super hardcore Killzone dude.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, I play Call of Duty. I play fucking Battlefield.
Yeah, it's Battlefield, Call of Duty, and
Killzone.
Yeah, it's not happening as much as... I mean, I think that's why they dropped the 4 and called it a brand new one, because it's like, I think they're trying to, like, relaunch it, be like, hey, it's Killzone, Shadowfall, different.
They should have just called it Shadowfall and changed the characters around and not made it Hellghast.
Yeah.
They should have just made something called Shadowfall.
Made a new IP.
Just retire Killzone at 3 and just make a new IP. This is the perfect time.
Realistically, it doesn't look like a Killzone game. When you watch that clip they showed, it doesn't even
colorful.
Look close to a Killzone
game.
It's
pretty.
That color palette is so weird.
it's a lot of blue.
There's actually more color.
Orange.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
They also had the slowdown and, like, I don't, was there slowdown in Killzone 3?
No.
Like the bullet time stuff?
Not that I can remember, no.
Yeah, I don't think there was.
I don't think
but,
so, no.
Well, every other fucking shooter
I know,
has
that's,
it, so
that's
they,
exactly
they
right.
Might as well
like,
throw
now
it
everybody's got it, so.
His last question. What was the line, feature, or game that sold you on the console for day one release?
I'm not sold on day one release yet. So
I am sold because I'm a fucking just tech whore for consoles. And
me
I,
too.
It, yeah. I think, honestly, it was the fact that it's a lot more powerful, at least on paper, that I honestly thought the next consoles were going to be.
Yep.
Like 8 gigs of RAM, I was going to be happy if it was going to be like 2. To be honest.
I expected at least 4, but I hoped for 8. I didn't think we were going to get it though. I hoped for 8. And, you know, hearing that they're going to do it and they're doing, the DDR5, it's impressive.
That's cool.
Well, I don't care about that stuff. I don't even know what that was until this conference. I was like, what's the difference between that and whatever? I'm like, oh, it's faster. Cool. But, and the chip for everything done background is awesome because now I know it'll be like, Microsoft, where they can update stuff to the OS, and it's not going to be a huge hit to the resources.
Yeah,
and
they actually already said
that
they're going to be able to download and install firmware updates in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought is really cool. So
we have a lot of other questions we can probably get to later or next time from
Let's
Fluffy
do
Nets.
Next time because we've got this show is already 3 hours long. So I'm going to make the executive decision here. Anything not related to this feature, we're pushing to the next show.
All right, so that cool. is the last one that's related to PS.
Okay. I actually have 2 other voicemails, but I'm sorry, guys. We got to cut it off at some point.
It's late.
Yes, it's late. All right, so let's do... You guys ready to move on then? Or are we...
Yeah, that was all the Indus questions. If you want to hit up Indus questions, you're on Twitter. It's just at Indus questions. Simple as that. There you go.
Thanks, sir. Thank you guys for sending in the Indus questions and for all the emails. New releases this week, guys. It's like it's all DLC.
Slim Pickens,
yeah,
right?
It's really, I mean, Skyrim Dawnguard is coming out for PS3. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 has a DLC pack. Borderlands 2 has a DLC pack, apparently.
Getting lots of DLCs.
Yeah, lots and lots
getting
of DLCs.
Getting all the DLCs.
The only game, Mass Effect 3 has DLC coming out, apparently. I see a few games.
DLC for the fun.
For portables, we see Etrian Odyssey 4 coming out for the 3DS.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's going to be good.
Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2 Plus is hitting.
I saw that today at GameStop, and I was like, hey, is that... I was going to buy it, and the guy's like, yeah, we can't sell it until next Tuesday. I'm like, yeah. Well, don't put it on your fucking back of the wall, you assholes.
And then I think Oddworld Munch's Odyssey for Vita.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
That was a launch Xbox game.
Yeah, it was. And then they brought the HD version for PS3, and apparently that version is hitting the Vita. I might nab that.
This is the third part, like the third person action game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
I might nab that, because I haven't played that yet.
It's good.
It's okay. I played it like a long time ago.
It's fun.
All right. And that is it, but there was one more thing that Jason had.
I think BitTrip Runner 2 is coming out.
Oh, for 3DS. Aren't those
games
shop,
like
right?
Ridiculously hard?
Not just 3DS, no.
WiiWare?
On Steam, WiiWare. Is it WiiWare? I don't know.
I think those games are usually WiiWare, I think. Or like.
Well, I know it's coming to Steam for sure.
Let me see what PC has coming next week. Maybe it's on.
Yeah, I want to take a look at that stuff.
So PC, Heroes of Might and Magic 6, Brutal Legend is coming next week. More DLC, Oddworld. More DLC, BitTrip Runner 2, Future Legend of Rhythm Alien.
That's pretty fun, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, it's coming out on the 26th.
All right, cool. That's your new release list, guys, so pick the week.
Runner 2, Future Legend of whatever.
There you go. Sure, go with that.
Etrian Odyssey 4.
Etrian Odyssey 4.
Yeah.
getting the beta for... Oh, I have a beta key I can give away, actually, for... what's that game? Jason, the PC
Showdown
one.
Effect.
Showdown Effect, yes.
We should play that tonight.
I do have one. I need to quickly download it, but yeah, I do have. We'll give it away next show, but I do have an extra key.
I do
after
have.
Jason gave me one. I got into the beta officially, so I can just give that away.
Hey, do some sort of Twitter giveaway or something.
The game releases on March 5th, so now's the time. Sooner than later is what I'm saying. Yeah.
I have some treats I can throw you guys' way for the show, especially since it's kind of topical. I swiped a whole bunch of free 30-day passes to PS Plus.
Nice.
That's really cool.
I left GameStop, so I can throw them your guys' way.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be actually very cool.
See what you can do for them.
I'm sure we can definitely
do
use
Twitter
those.
Giveaways, do whatever. Yeah.
I get a lot, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, look
we
for
that,
guys.
We should finally give away that that free copy of Knights of the Old Republic key we got from Jeff with a J a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Do we still have that?
You mean the free-to-play game?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the game you don't need
late for that.
Oh, wow. All right. So, question of the week. We're going to be talking about our museum pieces next week. So, if you guys want more information on that, go check Retroids. There's a thread up with MC Wilson's email that he sent in a few weeks ago, explaining exactly what we're looking for. I'm not going to go over it right now because it's I don't have it in front of me and it's pretty detailed. So go check out Retroids. There's a thread up there in our forum, and it'll give you all the details. If you want to answer that question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com, and you can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
This is true.
Oh, that leech shit.
Numbers.
Numbers. All lowercase. Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, The Travis Bomb.
The Travis Bomb.
Okay. And Indus Geoff.
As Geoff.
Geoff.
Check us out on Google+, Facebook, and Steam. We are Interactive Distractions. Just search for us and you'll find us. And come over to Retroids and join the forums. All of our podcasts are housed there, and you can keep up with all
of
our questions.
There's a lot
of
people, old school people, returning to Retroids this last week.
Who was it?
Like, Ravenblade came back. WVO6, yeah. Devil Diver.
Wow.
Black Skimmer showed up, of course, because of the PS4 thing.
Yep.
There's like a bunch of old school people that we haven't heard from. I'm waiting for an Ibaka fan to show up, and then I'm just going to blow my mind.
Cool. I think that's all I've got. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
Nope.
All right. That's it.
Embargo for Tomb Raider is lifting on Monday, so I can talk about it. It's awesome. Go get it. My review is over.
For what? Oh.
Travis, thanks for joining us, man. Pimp your shit.
Growing up, the podcast where we don't talk about anything but try to make it topical about life. It's stuff. Growing-up.com. Do it.
Yeah. Travis, I would have made you proud today. There was we have a few people in the office that joke around with the whole dude bro thing.
Right.
And they're like, dude, bro, I can't believe you did that, bro. And he's like, and he tried to call him, he was trying to interchange like bro and pro mm-hmm. and try and figure out a way to combine those. And he goes, how do you do that? What's a bro pro? He's a bro? And I was like, well, what's pro short for? It's short for professional. So it would be professional. And he was like,
professional.
Oh, that's awesome. And I was like, oh, man, that was really horrible. I can't believe I actually said that.
You need to do your part and point those guys me and Glenn's way so we can get a couple more likes on our Facebook page. How about that?
Actually, I think one of them listens to you.
Nice.
I think. I don't know. I have to ask him again.
Probably not. You're just upping my self-esteem. I appreciate it, though.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm here for.
Thanks.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, leave us a review. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Travis.
And Jason's gone.
Is Jason gone?
I'm not there. Not here.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
See you later.
Oh, Jason, I don't like the PS4.